Blog Talk Radio.
All right, that was a little thing I was going to do to try to liven up the mood there. Another episode of Ask Ernie Today, and evidently Ernie must be doing something real good because I see we got quite a few callers that we don't normally have this minute. But before I get Big Ernie in here, I got to start the show off today on a little somber note. One of my longtime friends, Willie Fuller, he lost his father this morning. So with that being said, we're going to take a silent pause for prayer for Willie Fuller's father. He passed away this morning. All right, thank you everybody out there, and we send prayers and condolences out to Willie Fuller and his family at this darkest time, darkest moment in his life there. So, you know, life goes on, but the God does not make a mistake, so what's going to be is going to be. But again, like I said, we got another episode of Ask Ernie Today, and like I said, I don't know what Big Ernie got on tap today, but he'll tell you in just a minute. We want to also make sure you know that this segment is brought to you by Dolomite Grud Videos. Simply the best. Get Dolomite a call, 912-977-4274. Not to mention, it's also brought to you by none other than Comp Your Car Nitrous Oxide System. That's passing gas. That's 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITROUS. Give Ernie a call over to him or Scott King. Any and all of your nitrous needs, they can take care of it. So we're going to get this whole show started. With that said, we're going to cover a lot of stuff today. A couple of things right after Ernie gets through. We'll worry about that. We'll talk about the pro-mod races. We'll talk about the ADRLs, the show we had over there at the House of Hook tonight. But before Ernie gets started, let me see is Phil of the White Boys on the phone. Phil of the White Boys or anybody from his camp. Press the one button if you're on the phone. Just before we get Big Ernie there, because you know once we get Big Ernie on there, we can't shut him up. So we got to try to get as much as we can in while we can. Also, we want to send a special thanks out also to Wild Man. You know, the shows have been screwing up and everything, and we didn't know what the hell was going on. So we gave Wild Man a call, and he got a hope to blog talk, and we hope everything has been worked out. They said everything has been worked out. So special props out to Wild Man for jumping on that and trying to help out all the shows. Okay, Phil might not be on because he's working two jobs and he's up in the hills. But before we get started, I just want to send a special thanks out to everybody on behalf of Phil that came out this weekend and seen a doggone good race at the House of Hook, kill or be killed by the White Boys. Phil just want to send his thanks out to everybody that came out. Also, Batman of Fun, Big Ernie, you was in the house. So with that being said, Big Ernie, I'm finna go get me some Kool-Aid. Take it over, Big Brother.
Hey, good evening, dog. And I tell you what, that was a good race this weekend. Some nice cars, good times, and when that track came around, damn, it was a good competition. That was probably one of the best car-to-car races I've seen in a long time. But, yeah, what I want to talk to you about tonight is some little problems that's been coming up people have asked me about, and I want to start with servicing your nitrous solenoids or even your fuel solenoids. A lot of the calls we get are people calling in here, the nitrous is leaking through, or the fuel is just leaking into the motor. Both solenoids are built the same. There's not a lot of magic in taking a solenoid apart. There's only three parts. Four. You got the base, the tower. Inside that, you have a spring and a plunger. That's all there is on a solenoid. You've got the coil on top that activates it. To take a solenoid apart, take a wrench, undo the nut that's on the top, set your coil off. Now you'll be seeing the base and the tower sticking up. Now whatever you do, don't grab that thing with a pair of pliers and think you're going to unscrew it. That tower is a hollow piece of metal, and if you grab it with a pair of pliers, first thing you're going to do is crush it. And when you crush it, it's destroyed. You can't straighten it out. Don't even attempt to straighten it out. The easiest way to do it is take the nut that you took off and put it back on, run it down, and then take the nut off the other solenoid and put it on top of it, run it down, and lock the two nuts together. And what you're going to be doing is using the bottom nut to unscrew the tower. It's not on there very tight. So you do it just like a regular nut. Turn it to the left, the tower will break loose, and it'll start unscrewing. It's about 3/8 of an inch of threads, very fine threads in there. When you're taking it apart, you've got it loose. Now, don't just snatch it up, because that piston and spring are setting in there. Now, that spring's not under a lot of pressure, so it's not something you've got to worry about taking off and running away. But take it apart slowly, and if you got a rag, put it underneath it so anything that falls out of it you can catch. And you can also maybe see some of the dirt that might be coming out of it. Tip the tower back up. You'll see the piston that's setting in there. Separate the two. The spring on most solenoids is wound to the piston. It's easy to take off, but it's wound to the piston. Look at the very bottom of it, where it seats against the piston. What you want to look on your nitrous solenoid is the piston, the seal area, pushing its way out of the stem. Also, with the pressure on these nitrous systems, if it gets too high, it'll start trying to extrude it and make it look like a little tit sticking out. That can cause the nitrous to be restricted in your solenoid and cause your combination to go away. If you see trash on it, it's a good chance you might be able to take it and clean it, wash it off. If you got a toothbrush, go in there and give it a good scrub. Put it back in your tower. Turn it upside down. Put it back in and make sure that the O-ring has stayed in that base. You don't have to put any thread sealing on it because it seals against that O-ring. Run it back down with your fingers as far as you can. Instead of using the bottom nut this time, we're going to use the top nut. Put your wrench on it and run it down, and you give it a couple of little bumps. You don't want to try to pull it too hard. Just bump it down. It seals against that O-ring, and everything will be okay. Take your two nuts off. Put your coil back on. Put your nuts back on. If you got a nitrous solenoid, disconnect it from your system. Turn the nitrous bottle on, and real fast, bump your button. And what you want to do is get that solenoid so it vibrates that piston 4 or 5 times real quick with pressure on it, and that'll check it to seat. If it's still leaking at that time, you've got to take it apart. You have to replace the piston. Don't fight with it, and do not try to shave that piston down or sand it down in hopes that you're going to get it right. With these new solenoids today, it doesn't work. Put you another piston in there and solve your problem. On your fuel solenoids, this is mainly in the streetcar situation where the people are starting to run a lot of this ethanol fuel that's mixed with the gasoline. The older solenoids are not designed to be used in an ethanol environment. Ethanol is an alcohol, and the seats that are in the older solenoids are made out of neoprene rubber, which the fumes of the alcohol will cause it to swell up. And, I mean, it'll swell. It looks like a little guppy's belly. So you can get in a situation where this thing has swollen up so much that it stops the fuel going into your nitrous system completely. It takes a special piston to work with the ethanol and alcohol, ethanol and methanol combinations. So check these out. A lot of times when you see a gas solenoid leaking through, it's usually a piece of trash that's sitting on the seat that you can see. The nitrous solenoids tend to have extremely fine trash on them. Another thing, while I was passing my mind, is do not use Teflon tape on a nitrous system. That is probably one of the worst things you can use. Go to Lowe's, a plumbing supply, wherever, and just get you a can of pipe sealant that you can get. We use a gray, it's called Rectaseal, and that's designed to be used only the paper threads, your pipe threads, only things. You put them in there, you lock them down. the Teflon tape, when you put it on the fitting and then screw it into your solenoid, it will cut the Teflon tape into little bitty shreds. And those shreds will work their way into your nitrous system and get hung up in either your jet or in your solenoid. You're either going to have a leak because of the stuff being on the face of the piston, or you're going to have something that cannot get flow through it because it's completely stopped up.
Okay.
The fellows that are using the blue NOS-type filter fittings, if you get one piece of Teflon tape on that screen, you have stopped that puppy up completely. Make it, keep it clean, use the right sealant, and you won't have problems with that. Any questions so far, dog?
Okay, yeah, man. I got some doggone questions, and I'm glad. And for all y'all out there, I'm gonna have Ernie did not tell y'all something about putting wrenches and everything on there. They make a solenoid wrench. Today's prize, I'm going to tell you what today's prize going to be, at least one of those solenoid wrenches where you can take the solenoids apart and everything. Explain the solenoid wrench to them, Ernie, that you got over there.
I was just fixing to touch that. We have a solenoid wrench that is designed by the manufacturer of the solenoids. It's set up so that it's got two pins that'll go for the big solenoids, two pins for the little solenoids for taking them apart. On the other end, it has a cutout for the nuts on the big solenoids and a cutout for the nuts on the small solenoid. It's palm size. This thing is one of the, I'm going to call it probably one of the most necessary tools you should have in your toolbox. But unfortunately, not many people have one.
That's exactly right, and I didn't have none either. And today's, whoever has the best questions that I think is the best questions, that will be your prize today, one free solenoid wrench. Maybe he might have something else he want to give away too, but that would be a good prize. And if you got any kind of solenoids, like he said, it works on the big ones or the small ones. It's a wrench. In other words, in layman's terms, it's a wrench on one end, and it's a solenoid opener on the other end with indentions. But Ernie, I got a question. I took my solenoids apart, just like you said, and I've seen some rust in my gas solenoid. Why has I got rust in my gas solenoid?
Rust in your gas solenoid is usually a sign that you have problems in your either fuel cell, the fuel jug that you're using, or the fuel tank. If you're still running the metal fuel tank, the new ethanol fuels will cause the old fuel tanks, the metal fuel tanks, to rust, and it's a very fine rust. I mean, it's almost talcum powder type rust. So if you look under your car and you go, why are they running these plastic fuel tanks? The reason why the manufacturers went to that is that ethanol will not affect the plastic tanks, but it will eat up a metal fuel tank.
Okay, well, Ernie, let me see. Is this a caller here that just missed 404-0754. Did you make an accident and hit the button? Or you want to talk to Big Ernie?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Since you're just listening, I can't let you go like that. You hit the one button so your hand come up. So you got to ask a question or something. If you don't, I'm going to have to get on you.
Nope. I hit the one button there.
No. I don't want you. I want you to ask a question. I don't care what it is. Just ask a question about racing, anything.
Okay.
If you like racing, you got some kind of question you can ask. Just ask anything.
There's a 4-inch pro tree and there's a countdown bracket tree.
All right, I need some questions out there. I need some questions. We're trying to give away a free doggone solenoid wrench. I need somebody to question Big Ernie on what he was talking about. If you don't know nothing about them solenoids, that was so somebody hit the
well,
button.
I got
give
a question,
bro. I need some help today. Y'all ain't gonna get no juicy gossip. Listen, y'all give me some doggone good. Ernie, we got a full show today, unfortunately, already. So I don't know why ain't nobody hitting the one button asking no questions. I reckon they might already know. I know a couple of fellas said they had something they wanted to say. The day they called me, I told them, don't tell me, tell Ernie. So
well, I got a couple other things I want to talk to everybody about. And happened twice last week with racers. Now, these are professional racers, the pro mod cars. These guys, and they keep their cars up, they service their cars, you would think. They had two of them last week. One car was shaking going down the track, couldn't figure out what the problem was. They made two passes. When they came back, they took the tires off. They were trying to find out where this tire shake was coming from. And this is one of the top teams now. This is not somebody that doesn't take care of this stuff. They could not find the problem, and then while they were in there looking around, one of the fellows happened to look at the suspension and the complete bracket on the rear end housing had started tearing away from the top. Now, you've got to maintain your car. Just because you're looking at the motor doesn't mean that the rear end is trying to tear out of the car. It probably gets as much abuse as anything else. It's having to carry all the weight. It's having to pull all the torque. It is literally trying to tear itself out every time it leaves the starting line. Pull your tire, you know, put it on jack stands, and hey, let me tell you about putting it on jack stands. Please, I've seen it too many times. Don't jack your car up with a cheap jack or even a high expensive jack and get underneath it. Put some jack stands under the axles, let the jack down on the jack stands, then pull your wheels and tires off. Go under there and clean that chassis and clean that rear end so you can see what the wells look like, so you can see the heim joints. Are the bolt holes in your links wearing out? Are they getting oval? These are things that need to be serviced. And this is the time of the year. We're talking about the last part of the year going into the winter rush where people tend to not look at the car. They figure, the end of the year is coming up, let it run. No, this is the time you need to start checking everything. Doesn't take but a half hour to an hour to really go in there and check it. I mean, check your drive shaft. Check your drive shaft loop. To be surprised how many nuts and bolts will loosen up and fall off on the track. You know, I've seen tracks that have buckets of these things, and they pick them up one at a time that fall off of race cars. So you need to check all everything solid, wheelie bars, ladder bars, heim joints, all your nuts and bolts under that rear end. Take a few minutes, and it'll save you a lot of money, and it might save you your life.
Okay, I got a man saying somebody wanted to set to you on it, but he in a bad spot. He said as soon as he get to a good spot, he's going to hit the button so I know he want to talk. So that gentleman that want to talk to Ernie and tell him something, when you get to that spot, hit the one button. I still need somebody out there to get Ernie a question. I don't know why these people won't come on here and just ask a question and win this free stuff we trying to give away, Ernie. I mean,
I tell you what,
we get
I've
a lot of calls
couple
saying
people
they appreciate everything we said, but we want to hear it in person.
Yeah, I've talked to several people this weekend that listen to the show.
561-2360, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, dog? Hey,
Ernie. Hey, how you doing?
All right,
I got a question for you. And I talked to you about this, so it's just something just to maybe help somebody else out. Being that they have all different types of solenoids out there, the bottom exit solenoids, the side exit solenoids, I had a problem with a coil on one of my bottom exit nitrous solenoids. And I spoke to you about it because I was asking you whether you can use the coil off of, you know, another solenoid, a different make solenoid or, you know, side exit solenoid to go on a bottom exit solenoid.
Okay.
Is the coil the same? You know, if you had a bad coil and you had a spare solenoid there, but it wasn't the same as, you know, what you had.
The bottom exit solenoids and the side exit solenoids from the same company use the same coil. The gas solenoid and the nitrous solenoid use total different coils. Do not put a gas solenoid or a nitrous side. It will not work. Some manufacturers will actually interchange on the coils. The NOS tends to be a little bit shorter and doesn't open at a high enough pressure, so you have a problem with that. But most of the time, yes, you can just take a coil off of a nitrous solenoid and replace it on the other one. If it fits, it's probably going to work. One way to check your solenoids, if they're working, okay, you've turned on your system, everything's looking good, it doesn't activate. What's the problem? Your whole system and making a real simple wiring diagram is you have a toggle switch that turns the power on from the battery to the nitrous assembly. It goes from there to a wide open throttle switch or a push button, and then to the coil. So if you energize it and you check the voltage at the coil, and you've got 12 volts at the coil, you could have a burnt solenoid coil. Now, sometimes, most of the time, you can actually, if you get down close to it and smell it, it'll have the smell of a burnt fluorescent starter. So you get that hot tar smell. That's an instant notice that that coil is burned up and has to be replaced. Very seldom will you ever get one that, hey, it just quits working because a wire inside it is broke. So that's just a little touch on how to check the power and what's causing the solenoid not to work.
All right, 2360, hang around. Now, you might, even though you reiterated the question, you might win it. But right now, on the doggone line, I got the former top sportsman, heavyweight champion of the world, my man, Bobby Childs. Go ahead, your mic,
hey,
Bobby Childs, come on mute.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Ernest, I just want to comment too on what you just said about checking your car. I remember when I was at the track one day, and my tie-in rod just sitting in the staging lane and moving the steering wheel back and forward, and it just dropped loose. And not because we hadn't put a car key in the thing and it fell off. And I tell you another thing would happen too. The ball jumped, the screws in the bottom of your strut. Well, I noticed my car was moving around a little bit when I jacked it up. Guess what? That thing had come loose. So I agree with you 100% there that you need to, if every bolt on that car has got a nut on it or whatever, you need to put a wrench on it to make sure it's tight because it will, like you said, it will come loose. Hey, but Ernest, I want to tell you, I appreciate what you told me. You helped me out real good with my nitrous. I've been having a lot of problems. Y'all can hear me, can't you?
Yeah, you sound a little weak, Bobby, but we can hear you. You're a little weak, though, Bobby.
Okay. How about that, dog?
You're perfect now. You're perfect.
Okay. I just want to tell you, I appreciate the help with the nitrous. You know, I was getting real disappointed with that thing because every time I make a pass, y'all know I would burn up something when I came to Dollarton to run Tony Wright. And, you know, the first thing I did, you know, when I made one pass, but hell, I know I had them burned up by two or three pistons when we came up to the line. Everybody had to stop me, sniper, because, hell, it was, more oil was coming out the hell than was going through the motor. And the next time, I went to Orangeburg, did the Pro-Mart race. I think y'all remember that. And, hell, I went down the track, and this ain't no lie, the damn fire truck come running down the track. And me and Mr. Five Speed were down there, and everyone, I said, Mr. Five Speed, who ain't coming there? I said, hell, I don't know. I said, hell, who on fire? Hell, they said, hell, I thought I was on fire. And I found out, too, because when I took the heads off, hell, I didn't have no pistons, so hell, half of them was gone. But what you told me to do by bringing up that timing on that motor, I would never believe in a million years that it would have made that much difference. I got so many burnt pistons in the box, so I'm going to start selling. I'm going to sell them along with the aluminum cans that I've been saving. Maybe I might have enough to buy another set when I sell the cans. I burnt up so many pistons. When I bought that timing up like you told me to, and like you said, not enough timing in the motor is just as dangerous as having, it's more dangerous than having too much. I ran almost just as fast as I did on one kit than I did with both of them. And I was so damn shell-shocked when I got down to the end of the track. You know, I'm waiting on, you know, I'm looking at the oil pressure. You're looking at every damn thing. I'm thinking that now I'm listening for something to go to sounding crazy. The car still sounded sweet. So I said, hell, I'm going to drive it on back to the trailer. When I drove it back to the trailer, I'm waiting on somebody to come tell me, boy, you were smoking like a freight train. I didn't hear that. They showed me a video. The damn car was clean. And I took the plugs out. Every damn thing looked good. So I just want to tell you, hey, I thank you. Y'all need to listen to us. You know what in the hell you're talking about. I'm telling you. Because now, hey, dog, guess what?
What's that?
Guess what, dog? I'm ready to come back and get that damn. I'm ready to come back and get that damn bill. That's the only thing I got to say.
I tell you, I appreciate that. You know, it's some of the simplest things can cause you the worst headaches and heartaches. And okay, just as a sounding board, you know, just get somebody to go, you know what? You know, if you talk long enough, you'll tell me your problem. And that's what I'm here for. And, man, I appreciate the good words. I'm glad it helped you. And, man, you know, man, I thank a lot of you, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Yeah, I thank you. And I really, I don't have to buy so many pills tonight. So maybe I ain't got to sleep in the doghouse. I'm ready to go test some ass up now. So as soon as I get myself situated and dog know what I'm talking about, hey, they will see me again. That's the only thing I got to say.
You calling up Dolomite?
Yes, sir. And a few others.
And a few others. We got a call out here.
That's the only thing I got to say. But, you know, I do have oil pressure. The car got oil pressure. Maybe I ain't got too much because, you know, like I say, track managing the calendar got my hands tied. But I just want to see how fast some guys really are. They say they fast. I'm going to fire them out. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I'm going to fire them out. Let me tell you something. I got a damn chassis. I might not have a whole lot of motor, but I got a damn chassis. That's the only thing I want to say. Good day, dog. God bless you.
Okay, Bobby, before you go, Bobby, I want to say one thing, Bobby. I know you said Ernie gave you the tune-up to put on that thing, but I want everybody out there to know now, Ernie can give you a tune-up, but that is a starting point. Sometimes it works for you right on the head, but it's also is a tuning point. Don't just go out there and go walk balls to the wall with it and then say, Ernie told me to do it, and then and something happened. It's a tuning instrument to start from.
But one thing you also got, if I'm working with Bobby or I'm working with anybody else, your tune-up is your business. What your car does is your business. What your times you run are your business. I can promise you there ain't nobody out there that can offer me enough money that haven't tried to offer me enough money to tell me who's doing what, you know, legal or illegal and everything else. It doesn't happen. You know, my personality is you trust me, and I've got to trust you. And so what you do, it doesn't exist to anybody else. So you don't have to worry about me going around spreading tales.
Yeah, you're right about that. So Bobby, you good, Bobby? Bobby came
out. Yes, sir. I am happy, like I said. From what he started me with, I'm happy. So if it get any better, shit, dog, I might have to start running pro mod.
All right, Bobby, I'm going to leave your mic on just in case you want to come back and say something. I'm going to leave your mic on, just mute it, and I got another call here that might want to ask Mr. Ernie something. Okay, appreciate it, Bobby. All right, that was Mr. Bobby Childs. I got a couple more callers here. 803-2170, what you got for Mr. Ernie?
Hey, what's up, dog? What's up, Ernie?
Hey.
I got
a quick question. I got a progression.
What is it? Let me know what that vehicle, you might win some.
It's Chris with the knockout car.
Oh, the knockout Mustang, Big Chris. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I got a progressive on my car. I want to put a little bit more gas on it. You think I should add a plate system to it, another fogger system? Instead of getting some more gas on the progressive with the NX fogger system, I want to know, should I just go with another plate system or add another fogger on it? Because I don't want to overdo the too much gas when there wasn't a fogger system on it.
Well, you got a single four-barrel?
Yeah.
A single four-barrel, the easiest thing to do is you can add a plate system.
Oh, Ernie, before you answer, Ernie, I want you to know, though, that's one of our main men. Scotty Ray does the tuning on his car. Scotty Ray does the tuning.
Oh, okay, great. The best thing to do would be add a plate system to it. And later on, you can actually go to a multi-stage plate system. When you put a plate system on a car, it goes right up underneath the carburetor, and it raises that carburetor up an inch. Well, number one, by raising that carburetor up an inch, you get more bottom-end torque. So with the plate there, when it comes on, it's pulling more air down through the carburetor because of the vortex it generates, and that causes more bottom-end on the starting line. So if your car can handle more bottom end, more torque on the starting line, that's the grunt you feel in your butt, then a plate system, you can adjust it from 50 to 750 horsepower. And then turn your direct port on downrange. The direct port is going to give you mile an hour. The plate will give you ET and 60 foot. So if you want to add more nitrous to it, easiest thing to do would be to put a plate on it. And you can tee off your nitrous line and just get a plate kit, which would be the plate, the solenoids, and jet set, and you can just tee it in to the nitrous line and add a regulator to it. But when you're doing that, remember that with a one-bottle system, the tune-up on your first stage and your second stage is going to be a little bit different on the fuel side, because the second stage will not see the high bottle pressure that the first stage does, and it will try to go a little rich. So we always want to make the second stage a little leaner. Now, if you're running two bottles, then we want to set both of them about the same on the fuel pressure.
Okay. Do I have to take Progressive off or the Progressive stay on it?
Oh, no, you can leave the Progressor on there. You can use the Progressor on the direct port or the plate. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate the help.
Yes, sir.
All right,
and
just
I
hang around,
Chris.
You might be running for a free prize, so just hang around. Got another one.
Okay, a little extra information on that is that if you're using a Progressor, what a Progressor does is actually cycles the solenoids real fast. It starts them off slow, and they get faster and faster and faster. Do not use a Progressor with the older NOS solenoids. They have a little small neoprene seat that's crimped in place, and if you vibrate it too much, it'll act like a donut cutter, and it'll cut the center of your seat out. And when that happens, it's wide open. So make sure which solenoid you have before you put a Progressor on one.
Okay. All right. I appreciate y'all.
All right, appreciate it. Anyway, we got another caller here. 706-0069. What you got for Big Ernie today?
Hey, Aaron, I got a question. What's the pit load separation if I want to run two stage nitrous?
Load separation if you want to run nitrous.
You got to tell me who he is. We need to know who he is, brother.
This Phil.
This who?
Tim.
Oh, Sims. Okay, I know. Okay, all right, brother Sims. All right, Sims, ask Big Ernie again what you said.
Well, I heard him. The lobe separation on camshafts. Normal nitrous camshaft is going to be a 110 to 112 degree lobe separation. And you're normally going to install it at 4 degrees advanced. By going to a 4 degrees advanced, by advancing a camshaft, now any camshaft, what you're doing is putting a little more bottom end into it. So 110 to 112, put it in about 4 degrees advanced. The puppy will run great. If you're running just horsepower, no nitrous, or a little bit of nitrous, 106 to 110 on your lobe separations.
Ernie, why is that important? Why is that important? A lot of people ask that question, and by them, why is it important for that?
Well, with a nitrous system, what we're actually looking to do is not necessarily get the intake as high as we can as far as opening it up, but we want to get it up, keep it open a little bit longer, and then when it closes, we want to close it fast. But then we also want to get the exhaust open in a hurry, hold it open on the overlay as long as we can, and then shut it so we don't get reversion back into the cylinder. It's a real close area between an intake valve allowing the motor to suck in before it the pressure builds up and it tries to push it back out the intake.
Okay. Brother Sims, you understand all that, brother?
Yes, sir. But I have my other question. Now, what if I run a multi-stage system? Would it matter with the load separation? Would I have to run a different load separation?
I didn't understand the question, dog.
He said if he's running more than one system, does it make a difference? If he's running more than one system?
No. No, it doesn't matter because if you're getting a nitrous cam and you're working with your cam manufacturer and you tell them you're going to run nitrous, they're going to give you one for the cubic inch of the motor and for the nitrous, which is going to work with the overlays.
Okay.
All right, Brother Sims, you stay around now. You might be in the running for a prize, so just hang around. I'm going to leave your mic open. Just mute your phone. If you want to jump back in and say something, your mic is already be open. All you got to do is unmute your phone. Just mute your phone so you won't have no noise. We appreciate your calling,
right,
brother. All righty. 478-1750. You got something for Big Ernie.
Hey, dog, it's Hellboy. How y'all doing?
All right, Hellboy, you got a little background on. I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt because you might be on the road, but go ahead on. You got the flow, brother.
Question, on a 2,500-pound car with driver, small block, what gear do you recommend for the rear end car with a power glide, 10-inch tire, stock suspension car, peak torque range around 7,200 RPM?
Wow. I'm going to give you a formula, and you can figure it in several different directions, and it'll tell you which way to go, all right? And this is for a gear ratio formula. And like I say, these are, you can take a formula and you can move the questions around, and it'll give you everything from tire diameter to mile an hour to gear that you need and everything else just by, say, if you want to go through the starting line at 7,000, 7,500, 8,000, you just change those, and then it'll give you what gear you need to run.
Right.
For your rear gear ratio, take the RPM that you want to run at the finish line times the tire diameter. All right.
Okay.
Now you can multiply those two together. And
so
then you want to divide it by the mile per hour times 336. And you run that little formula, and it'll tell you the gear ratio you want to run to get your tire size and RPM at the finish line.
Okay. Tire size times RPM, so that's the 28. Let's say 7,200, then you said divide that by 336.
The mile per hour that is multiplied by 336.
Okay. That's probably something I'm going to have to get back with Dog later on. I can't write it down right now.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm going to get these formulas that I've got in my head on our website and maybe even Facebook. So they'll be up there for everybody to use. You know, being stuck in my head doesn't do you any good.
Right.
Hey, Hellboy, okay. Is this your new phone number? This ain't the phone number I got for you with my doggone witch call. Is this a new phone number for you?
This is me and Gold Rush, one of my rivals. We just happened to be talking, and he told me you had a show today. And I said,
Is this your new phone number? This ain't the phone number I got for you. This is a new phone number for you?
This is Keith Watkins' phone number, Gold Rush. We on the same line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Keith Watkins been raising a lot of hell out there lately, ain't he?
Yeah, he smacked a butt back in November, and we just have to be talking on the phone about getting back together and stuff. And I said, hell, let's call in the show and see what's popping.
All right, you got anything else? Because I know you. I heard you on our Bread Man show. You had a whole lot of shit going on. You got anything else you want to ask right quick?
No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good right now. Pretty good. I'd like to get that
formula. Hold tight. You might be running for a free prize, so don't you go nowhere just in case you win the prize.
Another thing we got,
okay?
how you can back figure this is I've got another formula you can use where you take the tire diameter and figure it that your mile per hour times the gear ratio times 336, and then you divide it by the RPMs, and that'll give you what gear ratio you want to do at the RPMs you want to be at.
Hey, Ernie,
I got a couple of formulas.
Hey, Ernie, keep talking. I'm going to the private room, Ernie. Y'all keep the show going, Ernie.
Oh, man, I tell you what. You know, it makes me really upset and it kind of hurts my heart. Every time I start talking on a show, he has to go to the crapper. Is he that close?
Ernie, just keep the show going.
He probably just had to go boo-boo. You know, they just always go boo-boo.
Yeah, we just say we're going into the advertisement department. But, another thing this weekend is I happen to see a gentleman, I'm going to call any names, and, you know, if y'all have listened to me, you know that I beat things down on safety. Happened to see a gentleman this weekend, car was parked, was looking at him, his trunk was up, and this is a race car. He had the generator sitting in the trunk on
next
top of
the
fuel cell, running a generator with the daggum exhaust blowing directly into the trunk. If that ain't looking for an explosion on a fuel cell. Now, this is a hot summer day, people. You know, that you got the vent in the trunk with it, and a battery that you're charging is creating hydrogen gas, a spark.
Yep.
And that puppy ain't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ernie, the private room ain't no bathroom. The private room is when you are on there trying to talk to somebody else, and you don't want everybody on the radio show to hear. That's the private room.
Well, I understand that, but every time you call, I go to the private room and I take notes. And you know something? I have not taken a note out of there that I wasn't able to flush.
Okay. All right, Ernie, let me get Ernie back on track because he's going out the wrong way.
So,
all right, I got another one for you.
336-6177.
He's got
another
question. Ernie.
What's going on?
Hey,
I got a question. I got a
S10. Who is this calling, please?
It's Extreme Junior.
Hey, Junior, what's up, brother?
Not much. Just trying to get some information. I got.
All right, go ahead. Big Ernie got you. Big Ernie got the flow.
I got a plastic fuel cell in my truck with a bed cover on it. And it don't matter what I do, this thing seems to build up pressure and inflate in the back of the truck. And it has a vent tube in it, and it still inflates.
Okay, either your vent is too small or your vent has got a restriction in it. That's the only way it's going to open and expand out. So, you know, they normally come with number 6 vents. If you're driving it, is it something you drive on the road and the track or just the track?
Just the track.
Okay. The racing fuels are very volatile. They want to evaporate real quick. So they produce a lot of gases. The vents on these fuel cells are, I don't know when they designed these things, but they haven't upgraded them in forever. It's easy enough to take that vent that you've got that's a number 6 and open it up to an 8 or a 10. If I was going to vent it, I'd probably put a 10 on it, and then you're never going to have to worry about it again. The plastic fuel cells, you can undo the fill spout, reach in, get one of these unibits that you can open it up just with step drilling it, and have your number 10 fitting ready for it, drop it in, screw it in. It's done. You don't have any more problems with that.
Okay. One more question, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
As far
as
the horsepower range, like say on the cam, you know, I say the max before it gets out of the power range is a 76. Should I shift it to 76 or a little bit earlier to keep it in the power range constantly?
If you're running, are you running nitrous?
Yes, sir.
If you're running nitrous, shift it early. If your power range is at 76, shift it about 7,000. Let the torque in the nitrous work for you up to the 7,600. If you wait to 7,600 to shift, then you're going to lose a lot of that instant hit, and you're also going to peak out faster. So let the nitrous pull you up to where you want to be.
All right.
Extreme, hold on for a minute. You might be in the running for a prize, so hold on. Bobby Childs, your mic open. Everybody that didn't talk today, your mic is open. If you want to come in and say something to Ernie, just unmute your mic and holler out. So, Bobby Childs, if you want to say something, go ahead.
Well, I think the guy just asked me about the question I wanted to ask just a while ago. Because, Ernie, you know, my engine designed to turn about 8, and I'm only shipping the thing 72. And I was just wondering, do I need to bump it up a little more?
No, that's fine. Okay. If you're shipping at 72, that's actually giving your nitrous a little bit better time to a little more time to pull. No, I wouldn't. I think if you raise your RPMs, you're probably not going to see any advantage other than wear and tear on your valve springs.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, when we about at that hour, when we finna pick a winner, doggone it, y'all had some very interesting questions. I appreciate everybody for not having the noise, and Big Ernie did an excellent job, as usual, of answering it. So if anybody else got a question, press the 1 button now, If not, I'm finna pick the winner for whoever win that free solenoid wrench today. If anybody
pick
got anything else. Yes,
pick
sir.
Pick me two of them today.
Huh?
Pick me two of them today.
All right, you the boss. You the damn boss.
All right.
Anybody
yeah,
got another question before we pick the winners?
Pass the buck, Chief.
Okay, well, then I'm going to pick the winner for the first prize. It's going to be Extreme Junior. He asked the question on the fuel cell. So he going to win a prize right there. So, Extreme Junior, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, do you know the number of the company card? You know the 800 Nitrous? You know how to call Big Ernie to get your information? He's going to send you out a free doggone solenoid wrench.
Okay, I appreciate it.
So just take the number down and get Ernie a call tomorrow morning. He'll get your information and he'll have your free solenoid wrench out to you. So that's the winner of the first prize. The next one I'm in between. I don't know whether I want to give to Hellboy or Sims or to damn Chris. Anybody got it? And one of y'all want to make a dog on Bobby Charles, you can't get it. You a grown man. Sims asked a question about the second system. Chris, my man Chris, asked about the second system. My man Sims asked about the cams, and my man Hellboy asked about the gear. And one of y'all want to say
dog.
Something right quick to make me
dog.
Make a decision.
I tell you what, dog. Should...
dog. Can
dog.
I say something? Can I say something, dog?
Go ahead.
Hell, I wouldn't be going to rent you nowhere, because hell, I'd be done tore that shit up and be worse than what it was.
Hey, hold up. Let Ernie don't supposed to say that, but I'm going to let Ernie go ahead. Go ahead, Ernie. What you got to say, Ernie?
Give them all one.
Oh, shit. Okay, y'all heard that. Everybody that asked the question today, take this number down, 1-800-NITROUS, including you, Bobby Childs, and Mr. Ernie Wren is in a good damn mood. He's going to send all y'all out a new solenoid wrench. And I'm going to be honest with you. Once you get it, you're going to love it, because I got one now. I love it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't want to tell him, but I did fuck up one of my, excuse me, I did mess up one of my solenoids by grabbing it when I started putting a rag around it when I took it to take it off. But those solenoid wrenches, all you got to do is it fits right in the slots, right in the little holes on the solenoids, and they come right off. So you can't beat it. So everybody that called in and asked the question, that's going to be my man, the NOS solenoid, the 561-584-2360. You got one. Bobby Charles, you got one. Chris, you got one. Sims, you got one. And Hellboy, you got one. So all y'all take Ernie's number now. 1-800-NITROUS. That's 1-800-648-7687. Okay, Ernie, you can talk and then they can respond and they won a prize.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. You know, man, the questions are getting a whole lot better. I tell you, this is getting to be technical. I like this.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me, Ernie?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm back on that gear question, though, and I was thinking about the formula you gave me. But does the weight of the car play a factor? Because theoretically, I mean, my theory is a lighter car, you can go with a lighter car. It doesn't take as much multiplication to move a lighter car.
It doesn't, but your RPM at the finish line is where you've got to put everything to. It's how many RPMs do you have to work with?
Okay.
What mile an hour do you expect it to go through at? The tire size, and it'll start telling you. If you've got those things, it'll tell you what gear ratio you're going to be running at that point. So weight tells you how fast you're going to get off the starting line in your 60-foot, but
right.
Your RPMs is going to tell you where you're going to be at the finish line.
Okay.
Now, that's a good example of what we mean by when people keep talking it out now, because what Hellboy just asked him, I was thinking the same thing, but I said, I ain't going to say nothing about it. But now, if you got a question, no matter how simple you think it is, you'd be surprised how it helps people. So if anything you want to ask Ernie, like I told you, if he don't know, we'll find it. We'll field the question for you, and we'll get back with you with the correct answer. That's one thing we would do. We don't know everything, so we will get back to you with the correct answer if we don't know the answer right now.
A gear change, if you go from 410 to 430, you can figure a 500 RPM gain is going to be pretty close to where it's going to give you. So if you've talked to people and they're running that combination, and if they can give you some real facts, or if you work with one of these chassis builders like Little Mo, can dial you almost into the perfect gear. But if you got a gear and you're going through the traps and you're going through a little slow on your RPMs, remember that every step you make in a gear ratio is 500 RPMs at the finish line.
Okay. Hellboy, if you got background noise, y'all mics are still on. I told you, if you're not talking, just mute your phone. Like I said, you can break in anytime you want to. And right before Ernie gave his closing remarks, I want to reiterate to the people out there that don't know it. Those solenoid wrenches, once you get one, man, you're gonna get a string and tie it around your neck. You can't beat them. They like I told you, they got a slot to take the big screw off, the small screw, and the solenoids. So it's a one in, it's about a 4 or 5 tool into one. It's just a flat tool that you can put in your pocket. You can,
now there's a hole in the center of it. Put you a string in it, on it, and tie it somewhere. Because as soon as somebody else sees it, it fits in the pocket pretty damn good too.
Yeah. I tell you what, those fellas, when y'all get it, you'll be pleased with it. That's all I can say. I was overly pleased with it. Fact of matter, I tried to steal one of them. Ernie brought out two of them, but I didn't see where he put the other one. I was going to get me one. I was going to get me two of them.
No.
Okay, with that being said, Ernie, any of the winners out there, if you want to say something, go ahead and say something. If you're not, I'm finna let Ernie give his final thoughts, and we're going to turn it over to the doggone it. We finna start getting a little rowdy as soon as Ernie. If anybody got anything to say to Ernie, say it now until he get. If you don't, I'm going to turn it over to him to his final thoughts. So any of y'all that with your mic was open, you can go ahead and say anything you want to say. Okay, if not, Ernie, give us your final closing arguments right there, brother, and we're going to let you get on out of here and go on home to the wife, brother.
Doug, what do you think about that Ryan's restaurant, that buffet?
Oh, man, I want to ask you about that because you know I'll be over there tomorrow.
Oh, I know you will.
And you know I got to get me some of that. Well, I ain't going to get the cheesecake this time. I'm going to get me some of that doggone, whatever you call that. You see that cake I be eating, it be so good, I have to get me 2 pieces of it.
I tell you what we're talking about is Ryan's Buffet and Restaurant. This is some of the best food. I mean, now, you know, I'm a big guy now. I'm going to tell you. I'm 6'1". I weigh 369 pounds.
You just fat then.
I was fat. In the last 4 months, I have put myself on nothing but changing their food. I mean, they have heart-healthy stuff. I've lost 45 pounds in 4 months. So, I mean, this is good food. We ain't talking about you're eating cardboard. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about some stuff that tastes good. They got a special going right now. Lunch buffet is $4.95.
I mean,
we're talking
about
a set-down buffet. I mean,
it's not expensive.
It.
That's all I was just finna say, Ernie.
You know, you go to get a hamburger joint, get a hamburger, fries, and a drink. Jesus Christ, you done shot $758. Man, they got another special on. If your ticket exceeds $30 for however many people, you take 30% off. Now, how about that? A $30 ticket is $20. I mean, come on, y'all can't eat cheaper than that or better than that at three times the money. So. Give them a try. They're all up down the east. Well, basically in the southeast. So those guys that are out of this area, you're missing it. But if you get this way, you damn sure need to try it out. Ryan's Buffet and Steakhouse. Hey, at night they have roast turkey, steaks, fried shrimp, salad. What more can you want? Come down and see us.
Okay, Ernie, give us your final thoughts, Ernie, and go ahead and give us the number where we can reach you.
Dog, I tell you what, good show tonight. Good race this weekend. If you didn't go, you missed it. Mike Hill's got a big race this weekend, I believe, out of Carolina Dragway. Going to be a barn burner. I mean, we're going to be out there with a display. Enjoy it. The guys out there at the House of Hook, Carolina Dragway, one of the best tracks in the nation. If you haven't run it, you need to come. The competition is out here. So y'all come on. Dog, appreciate it. Love you, man. See you tomorrow. Let's get something to eat.
All right, Ernie. Appreciate it, brother. Love y'all. All right, we out here with Ernie. Thank you, Ernie.
All right, you have a good one.
All righty, Ernie gone. I'm finna do a little shutdown right quick, and I'll be right back with y'all. Just hanging there. I'll be right back. All All right. We back now, doggone it. Ernie gone. We finna start getting bucky naked now. All right, this is the part of the show now that we can, y'all doggone, let your head out and do what you want to do. I'm going to give you a little, anybody got anything they want to say before I get to talking about what happened with that Jackson this weekend? I'm not going to give you a whole rundown of it because that's tomorrow on my regular show. This is just a little information show for the people out there that was good enough to want to come back and hear all the good stuff. So if anybody got anything they just want to say right quick, hit the button button. Hit the button button right quick if you got anything you want to talk about. I don't care what it is. If it's about your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your next door neighbor's old lady, I don't care. Oh, man, now here this motherfucker is. Man, I'm a kid. Lil' Carl. Lil' Carl.
Yeah, man, I was on the show already. I've been on this show the whole time from all the
time. Well, goddammit, I told you wanted to come on here and say something to damn Ernie, man.
Man, listen, what happened? You called me in the private room or whatever, left a voicemail. I went and hung up the show, checked my voicemail, it was your motherfucking ass.
Well, goddammit, I've been looking for your ass. Anyway, hold on a minute. Let me see if I get Ernie back on it,
because
you said you had something you wanted to tell Ernie, didn't you?
Yeah, but
let me see if I get Ernie back on it for a minute, because I needed you to tell Ernie what you wanted to tell him. God, dog, and I've been looking for you to left messages trying to try to call you, and you ain't. Shh, little Carter, I'm going to kill your redhead ass. Let me. Ernie, finally come. Hold on a minute.
Good evening. Comic Car can help you.
Hey, Ernie, I got one old joker here, that dog I was looking for the whole while. He on the show. Okay, little Carter, there Ernie is.
Hey, little Carter.
Hey, what's going on, Ernie? Yeah, for the last two or three, maybe 4 weeks, I've been trying to get on here just so I can tell you thank you for everything you've been doing but on the show, with the tech tips, you know, the tech support, you know what I'm saying, when we call you and for some help and assistance and whatnot. Man, our program has completely turned around just based off of the different random tech tips that we get from the show. You know, and also from your tech support, where we could call you at any time and get any information on anything drag racing to help us out. Man, our car is just completely turned around in the right direction. And, of course, your products are definitely one of the reasons why this car is doing what it's doing. We're going 4-0, you know, being new to the grudge scene and whatnot, we're 4-0. We was also on Rich Christensen's show, One and Done. We got picked to be on the first episode from Mile and Dragway, and we ended up taking home the money. And now we're in the running for the $50,000 that they have for the person who can get 10 wins. So I just wanted to catch you one time on the show and just thank you and tell you the baddest man on the planet we know, man. Thank you,
man. Man, I appreciate it. Man, you are just rocking. Way to go. That's wonderful. I tell you what, win that $50,000. That's a good lick there, Bo. But man, I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, anytime, man. To go from the big tire chassis stuff and jump into this Locksmithian small tire stuff, it was a complete different direction in the learning curve. And you know, we wouldn't have been able to do it without your help. And also you, Willie Dog, and Showtime, and Mike Hill, and everybody that's helping putting on this show, putting this show together, Dolomite. You know, without this show, a lot of the information that we did get, you know, from the tech show, we wouldn't have been able to get.
I told Ernie, as long as somebody, one person gets some out of the show, we'll keep doing it. And Ernie don't mind helping because he's really the people person. He's taking out his own personal time now to do this and stuff. So with that being said, okay, little Carter, you hang around. Big Ernie, I just wanted to get you back because he was trying to get a hold of you, Big Ernie.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Look, Carter, man, I'm proud of you. I mean, that's great. Give me some pictures down here so we can get you on the on our Facebook and on our website.
All right, we'll do. I'll jump on that as soon as I get off work.
All right, man. That's another thing. You know, we want to see what the race cars look like. And, you know, if you're running our equipment, we're helping you, send me in a picture. Let's get it online. We deal with a lot of magazines and everything else. Possibility, you know, I'm not saying we can do it, but you got something really going strong, and there's shows out there that are looking for you. There's magazines out there that are begging for articles. So, you know, don't be shy. The only way you're going to get the exposure is to make yourself available and ask for it. And as a manufacturer, that's what we look for. Somebody that's going to be at the races, somebody that looks good, acts good, somebody that we can be proud of. And like I said, we'll do everything we can for you. It doesn't matter who you are. No matter who you got, what you run, you know, we're here to help you. It doesn't have to be our equipment. That's what it's about, is racing. We're all in the same neighborhood, and let's have fun.
Okay. Hey, Little
That's
Carter.
Right, I agree.
Little Carter. Hey,
yes,
Little Carter.
Sir.
I want you to call Ernie and let him give him your information. You want a solenoid wrench, too. A free solenoid wrench to take your solenoids apart without doggone putting the plows and everything on it. So get Ernie a call and give him your information. You want a solenoid wrench today also.
There you go.
Wow, man. Thank you very much. I definitely appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Talk to you tomorrow, Little Carter.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, big guy. Willie, I do appreciate that, man. I'm going to get a big head. I keep hearing things like that.
Okay, Ernie. Love you, brother.
Love you, man.
All right. All right, y'all. That was Big Ernie. Little Carter, let me see if I get your dad on here. I don't know if he's on the other show or not, but this show got full today for some reason or another. Maybe they wasn't doing that. Tyke Man, if you out there, hit the one button. Tyke Man, if you on the phone, hit the one button. Tyke Man. If you don't, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm not going to get into the details today on this end show, because this is supposed to be the good show. Tomorrow is supposed to be the doggone bad show. But anyway, Tyke Man must be over there raising hell on the other show. I don't know. Lil Carter, was you on the other show earlier, or was it still going on?
I wasn't on earlier. This is the first show.
Well, anyway, the White Boys had a good show down here this weekend, and they had 13 cars down in the 28-29-inch race. All I'm going to say is my boys, Lil Rick and Real Tree, they came in 1 and 2. Lil Rick and Real Tree, but they had some hell of a guys down in there. Big Low was down here, Turbo Tim, Scotty Ray, Tony Hitler Wright, the White Boys, Boss Bynes, Richard Ziegler, Danny Vaughn with the Predator car, Goldie, Eric out of North Carolina, Stacy Jordan. I think Stacy Jordan probably had the fastest car there. And, man, they had a nice turnout and a nice bunch of cars. Anybody want to elaborate on it or ask me any questions that I don't want to answer to tomorrow, but I will answer today to get some shit started. You can just ask me. But with that being said, Lil Carter, you don't want somebody on here talking to me. Everybody else don't want to talk to me. We got coming up this next. Hold up. Mike Hill. Where's Mike Hill at? Mike Hill. Hit the white button. Mike Hill. Forgot about something. You got to talk. Oh, we got my man from Mississippi, 601-2027. Spill it out. We don't care what it's about. Spill it.
Yeah, dog, I was just asking, what kind of car did Tony Bynes show with?
Tony Bynes showed
up
the old money waster, the old money maker car. He called it Geronimo now. He calls it Geronimo.
Oh,
that's what he showed up. But he went one round and got his asshole blowed out. He red-lighted it. Motherfucker. I forgot. I'm supposed to be nice. He red-lighted. He was running the Predator, and he red-lighted, but he would have killed the Predator if he hadn't red-lighted, though. Anything else you want to start?
So
I don't mind starting something today. I mean, this
so what,
you,
so now, what you're saying is, so what you're saying is Geronimo did exactly what the name said. Jumped off a cliff and yelled Geronimo.
Lil Carter, if Tony Bynes come on here, you just stand in the paint for yourself, but you goddamn sure telling the truth. You damn
that's
sure
why
tell the truth.
That's one thing I do. I just sit back and tell the truth. That's all.
Yeah, 561, I saw you. You
can
get one buddy come back if you want to talk. Anybody want to talk? I'm leaving the mics over as I go. All I ask you to do is just to make sure you mute your phone if you're not talking. You don't have to be listening or paying attention, but mute your phone. That way we don't have no background noise. That way we can hear. Let's see there. 228-1932. Who shit you want to jump in?
What's up, Uncle Willie?
Shit, don't. Uncle Willie, now who called me Uncle Willie? Who is this?
You mullet mouth motherfucker. You know who
that's
this is.
That's goddamn it, King motherfucking Scooby, y'all. What you want, you smooth face bitch?
Uncle Willie, I got a little dilemma. You know I'm going to call you when I have a little dilemma.
Oh,
you
shit.
Say
now
you can talk about what else.
That means you want everybody else to hear it then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, my psychiatrist on the phone. That's Lil Carter. He my psychiatrist. Now,
okay.
I got a lawyer. I got a damn psychiatrist. Now, he my psychiatrist. So, go ahead, King Scooby. Spill it out.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Do you think this putting a time on a race is causing it's delaying action? Reason why I ask is, we know we got the big race coming up in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming to race.
Okay.
But now, I got some boys, they want to lock me in at 8 o'clock. So, which to me, that's, you're going to sit around all day, wait to 8 o'clock to see if you're going to race, which is stopping action. I'm coming to race. If I see somebody I want to race, I'm going to get at them, right?
Yeah, so in other words, you said since they put it back so far, if you seen a joker you want to race at 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock, you can't really race them because you're scared you might break your car or lose your punk out money.
Exactly.
So what are
so
you
talking
about? Hold up. That seemed like let me get my boss man on the phone before we get into that because I want to elaborate on that. And I'm glad you brought that up, Scooby. Don't you go nowhere. But let me get the baddest motherfucker in the world on the phone right now. Johnny Real Tree.
Go ahead, dog. How you doing, buddy?
Y'all want anybody out there want to talk to Real Tree? Scooby, don't you go nowhere. That's gonna be my topic. Boy, you must have been reading my phone. Don't you go nowhere. Real Tree, tell him what's up, man. Lil Carter, that's Real Tree on the phone. Lil Carter, I know you ain't scared to ask no kind of questions.
What's
going on?
Be on
the phone, Lil Carter.
Real Tree? Doing good, man. Life is good. Life is good.
That's good, man. I heard you had some success down there. I'm glad to hear it, brother.
Yeah, we had a good time. Me and Little Rick, we kind of tag-teamed their asses and took them out.
That ain't fair. You treating them boys bad down there.
Yeah, it was good. We had a good time. It was a hell of a show. Good show.
Waiting
on the next one.
You know, Real Tree is a working man, Lil Carter. Damn it, Lil Rick kicked ass and he went to the fucking Bahamas. Then I called the Bahamas and he says, "Oh, lady didn't like the goddamn all that sun and all that shit. They up in the goddamn mountains. I'm gonna see if I call him and get him out of the mountains and say something to y'all though." But that's Real Tree and Lil Rick. They came down and took first and second place.
Yeah,
we all talk for a minute, and I'm gonna see can I get Lil Rick on the phone. But I got another one of my brothers out there in Mississippi. 601-1411. Go ahead and start some shit if you wanna. Scooby, don't you go nowhere, cause that's my topic. Don't you go nowhere, Scooby. 601-1411. Your mic open.
Hey, I say that Walker wants you, dog. This Nutty.
What's up, man?
Hey, Nutty, what's up, brother?
Nah, I just want to let everybody know my show has been off the air for a little bit. We've had, you know, my son had open heart surgery, and I have had
go ahead and tell him who you is and everything, and tell him when your show is. Go ahead and tell him, introduce yourself, and tell him who you is and when your show come on and everything.
If everybody don't know, you know who this is. Shit, this is Mustang Walker. Tell
Mustang Walker, we do this stuff on here correct. We don't care if y'all fucking show raggedy. On my show, we professional first, then we cuss a bitch out.
All right, it's Mustang Walker with the Tell It All Friday show geared towards a small man of grudge racing. And like I was saying, dog, my son had open heart surgery. He went through it, and I've been off from work now for about 3 weeks with a little health issue myself. So what I've done is I've just kind of come off the show for a little bit, give it a break, and I'm going to start back up in a few weeks and stuff. But I just want to let everybody know there ain't nothing gone. Sponsors are still there. Show ain't been canceled or nothing like that. Just been going through some personal issues and all. I just wanted to get that out because there's all type of rumors floating around that I done did this and that and changed the show up. Actually, I've got a show I set up for my town and all about doing some political things, but it doesn't have nothing to do with the Tell It All Friday show. And for uneducated people, if you tell them that, you can have it. Shows that you
Mustang Wampa, you're fading out. But for everybody to know, though, you got to take care of your family first, man. To hear what people think, though. Take care of your family, and I'm glad your son doing all right. I saw you had posted it on Facebook, and prayers out to your son, and hope he's speedy recovery, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, dog. Prayers is wonderful. I can tell you that and stuff.
Okay, y'all are here ringing right now. I'm trying to get my man Lil Rick on. But, Hellboy, your mic is back over, Hellboy.
I just wanted to say something to Walker real quick. Walker, you, like I told you,
God bless you, son, and all that, and you know. But other than that, what we talked about last week, you don't get on this show trying to promote your raggedy biased ass show on Dog Show. Go on with that bullshit.
Hey, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you don't get on here trying to promote your show, because every time we get on your show, the George Boy get on your show, you want to mute our mics and all that shit. Dog,
you
can I cuss?
Ricky,
can I cuss?
Magnelli.
Don't nobody mute your mic. I mean, everybody might hear you that time.
Bush, no.
Every time. Damn controversy, goddamn way. You one hit wonder. So
hey,
shut the fuck
hey,
up.
Dog, get that red booty hole bitch off the goddamn phone.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, look here now, like I said now, y'all just listen up for a second. I try to be a role model for the righteousness. What I mean by that is, everybody know in the glorious races, we some rowdy motherfuckers. So I always say on my show, I don't care whether you like me or you don't like me, you can say what the hell you want on my show, I won't mute you. As long as you don't try to talk over the next person, you can say what the fuck you want, or you can talk about my mom and it don't make me no difference. But, Walker, what they basically trying to say now, I ain't trying to start them, but since it brought it up on my show, what he's saying is, I done heard that before, when you don't agree with a motherfucker, you mute him out now. If y'all want to say something else about that, you can go ahead. You're breaking up, whoever that is. Don't you go nowhere, Johnny. Don't you go nowhere, because I know you got priority today. Because you're a bad man. Y'all can go ahead and talk. I'm trying to get Rick on the phone right now. He just texted me.
I just
want
Walker to understand. Walker, you a good dude and all. But when it comes to your show, your ass be biased and shit. Anytime somebody come on there with a valid point that's against the shit you say, your punk ass want to go mute their damn mic. Fuck you, you crazy motherfucker. You can't say that damn thing to me. And I'm going to say,
when
you
say
you red booty hole bitch, we ain't starting your faggot ass. We ain't on your faggot ass show. You and all them slow ass goddamn cars you got over there. Some motherfucker. Look at
that.
Hey,
I
gotta stop all y'all. I'm gonna let y'all talk like you want to, but right now I got my two kings on the motherfucking phone. Rick McNeely, little Rick.
Yeah.
How's it up there in them motherfucking mountains? You having a good time, brother?
Yes, sir, boy. It looks good through these views.
Okay. Hey, look here. I don't really want to talk to you. Where's Janet at? Where's your wife at?
She's right here.
God damn.
Y'all be quiet. Put your wife on the phone, Rick. We don't want to talk to you because you're scared. Put your wife on the damn phone. Let me talk to your wife.
Hello?
Janet, how you doing, man?
I'm
go
good.
Ahead and tell all these motherfuckers out here what you want to say, that they was talking about your goddamn husband couldn't drive and he was scared. Tell all these motherfuckers what you want to tell them.
He don't have to say anything. He proved himself the other night. He can outdrive anybody out that track any day of the week.
Is that all you want to say? You said it mighty nice. I wanted you to say it like goddamn it you told me at the track that night.
Well, I'm trying to be good, dog, because God
don't
like ugly.
I don't want you to be good. When they thought they had their ups on him, they was talking shit about it. I don't want you to be good. I want you to cuss these motherfuckers out.
Well, but then again, I'd just be lowering myself to their standards, and I don't think I need to do that.
All right, but you want to say, tell me again about your husband again. Can he drive a car or not? Tell me again.
Oh, he can drive any fucking car, outdrive anybody. That's why everybody will be looking for him to be driving theirs for it's over with. Probably Cowboy and all of them for it's over with.
Hey, Johnny, you hear Johnny talking shit, don't you, Realtree?
Yep, I hear. That's my gal. Yep. How you doing, baby?
Yep. But we're up here in the mountains. Being you had us messed up, had a change of plans.
All right, Daddy, we appreciate you coming on. Put Rick back on the phone for me, please.
All right.
Hey, Rick. Little Rick.
Yeah.
No, man, we just wanted to bring you on, man, because, you know, real. I know you don't get into all this in talk show shit, but we just wanted to bring you on and let anybody that want to ask Lil Rick a question, everybody thought doggone Tony was in his head. He didn't know goddamn Lil Rick was sitting back goddamn chewing bubble gum, laughing his ass off. So, Lil Rick, you want to say something to the fans out there, you and Realtree, with you doing double duty, two cars. Y'all took first and second. Now, that's a goddamn hell, boy. I know that's some fucked up shit for all y'all out there. And Lil Carter, that might be the first time in history. We got one man right here that's on the phone, Lil Rick, Rick McNeely. He drove two cars in a damn shootout and won first and second place. Now, that's the first time in history I ever heard of that shit.
Hey, went 10 rounds, dog. That's 10 rounds.
That's the first time I ever heard of that shit. So, Lil Rick, anything you want to say right quick, brother, then I'm going to let you get on out here because I know you're busy with your family, man.
I think we done that twice, dog.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Sure have.
Well, look here. Any of the callers out there, your mic was open. Anybody want to say anything to Lil Rick? Because I know I'm going to let him get on out here. But Realtree don't mind hanging around. But anybody want to talk to Lil Rick? Congratulations or anything. They took first and second place down at the White Boys race this weekend, Kill or Be Killed, where they killed every motherfucking body they came against. And they took first and second place.
Well, one thing, I need to put my car owner, Big Carter, my pops, I need to put him in a class with Realtree, and I need to put myself in a class with Lil Rick. Maybe we can do the same thing on our side up here in Michigan.
And Lil Rick drives both cars. He drives his car and Realtree car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Realtree is a superstar car owner, and Lil Rick, the superstar driver. We both need to do the same thing up here.
And see, I just sat back. I'm the lawyer. Don't nobody move. As Mississippi Joe said, won't no bitch get hurt. But hold on before we go. We got some new callers. Let me see. Sims, what you want to say, Sims? You had a question for somebody, Sims?
Sims.
Sims ain't paying attention. Hold on a minute. I got a guy out of Florida. That might be Big Low Nipple. 954-2989. Go ahead.
What's going on with it, dog?
All right, brother. What's happening?
All right. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
You and Lil Rick on your win, man, and we appreciate y'all looking for you for the pause to help us out to continue the race, and, you know, just like we do it always, brother. We help you one another.
Well, hello, we appreciate what you do for us.
And I tell
everybody, and Rick says the same thing, that you are the best dude there is in grudge racing, and that ain't bullshit.
That's T5.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, I can't take the credit for Low now. You gotta tell Low that now,
John.
This fire.
Well, I'm telling you, Kelly, you the same thing. I tell anybody, y'all are two of the most straight up dudes there is in this game. And me and Rick say that all the time, both of y'all.
We appreciate it, man. You know, we appreciate it. Tell your wife, I say hello, and have a good little vacation there, Mr. Rick.
Yeah, I sure will. I keep winning these
old
races.
Okay, hold on.
We got
somebody else. They might want to jump in your ass, or they might want to congratulate you. 803-1086. What's up?
Not much. I want to say congratulations to Realtree and Lil Rick on their win this week. I was watching the whole thing. I want to know one thing. Maybe one of y'all can answer this for me. Did they flu flam him? Who flu flam who? Last I heard, somebody was saying they call was ready to race. They don't have to do no testing. From what I seen, it needed a whole new car.
On this here show, we don't go with supposition. Go ahead and call the name of the person you're talking to so we can answer it correctly for you.
Okay. If I ain't mistaken, last week, all I was hearing, Mr. Tony Bossbine repeatedly saying, he want a race, stay scared of him, they ain't coming, his car on kill, he don't need to make no test hit, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. What happened?
A good goddamn question. Now, I'm going to stay out of it, and if anybody else want to answer it, they can answer it. If Realtree or Lil Rick want to answer, they can, because I'm glad you asked that question, 803. I'm glad you asked that question, because all them smoke screens, goddamn it, got blowed the fuck away, sadly.
But before they answer this question, I got one more thing that really tripped me out. I like the whole idea that they made him think they wouldn't come in, and they popped up on his ass. That really made my day.
Little Rick, what I told you, Little Rick.
Yeah, we knew he was coming the whole time.
Yeah, but that's what you call catching a sucker off his game plan.
Well, that let Tony get in a more comfort zone, and that's what we figured. We'd just surprise his ass at the last hour.
And I mean, you did it. You surprised more than him. I think you surprised that whole prime time crew.
Yeah. We were sitting around. We waited on him. We were sitting there. Cowboy was two trailers down. They didn't want to breathe. Cowboy said, "I'll bet you $200 you don't win it." I said, "I'll bet you $200 you don't win it, but I'll bet you $1,000 we get in it together, we're going to win it."
Oh, yeah, y'all showed out. That thing, both of those cars was on Kia.
Funny thing about it, 803,
I got to give you props. You one of the people that come out the closet that don't mind speaking your mind. But let me get another smooth mouth. Scoop, I ain't forgot you. Let me get another smooth mouth motherfucker here that don't give a fuck about saying it either. Tight man, you big head bitch. Where you been?
Oh, I was over there, doing what I do. What's up, Will Dog? What's going on, man?
Hey, we got Lil Rick and Real Tree on the phone. We got King Scooby here. We got Hellboy here. We got Mustang Walker. We got, Lil Carter. But we got a motherfucker, 803 Kid 86, that ain't scared of the prime time camp. He just has to goddamn push it. He ain't scared.
Hey, I got one thing to say. You got two motherfuckers on this phone. Get their ass aware of one. You got one motherfucker on the phone. Get his ass off, man. He ain't going to go, man.
Who is that,
now,
man?
That's that goddamn Mustang, non-racist ass
walker. He on the phone. He got a stand for his goddamn
shit. He fell off.
I'm just bullshitting, but I want to get Red Tree big props, but I want to get Lil Rick, for doing his job, man, But Red Tree,
yes.
your car has a new name, man.
Hold up, Black man. God damn it, let me introduce this shit before you say it. I want to know when you was ready to introduce. I got to introduce this shit, man. Hey, Black man. Go ahead and say something else and let me know when you get ready to say this. I got to introduce this shit, man.
Oh, okay. You ready to tell it now? No, hold up, dog. Let me tell what happened.
Oh, okay. Then I'll tell you what happened. Then I'm going to bring in that new name now.
Right. I was down at the house of Hook, man. I seen Big, Lil Rick doing double duty from one car to the next. But I seen Big Lowe, he had to cut a double on something. And he beat Lil Rick out. I seen Real Tree Car shoot them little flames out. And that bitch shot some long ones out. And the longer the flames go, they go to waving at you. Like a motherfucker swimming. Good God, I had to get that car a new name, man. What Tight Man just said,
he said the goddamn flames came out, and they came out, they got longer and longer, they started waving. So with that being said, Tight Man, tell them what you decided to do once you seen that shit after you got yourself up off the ground.
Hey, man, I'll say I can tell you, Real Tree, you got a bad motherfucker out there. So them flames came out, dog. And they waved by the low, and I was looking for low light to come on. His tree dog was just that good. So we go around that motherfucker, man.
We want to know the name now, Tight Man. You done told him why you gave me. We want to know the name of that motherfucker.
Well, dog, the motherfucker black, and it's white. A penguin have little short-ass wings. Can you imagine him flapping them bitches trying to swim? I think that name is the Super Penguin.
That's
this
turn
on, bro. Shit out there.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Hold on now. Did you have a good time?
What did he say the name was?
Super Penguin.
Super Penguin.
Super motherfucker. Yes, sir. Until you take the motherfucker all over, it's going to be a penguin. Good God. But now, Real Tree.
Hey.
You know, Super Pima looks good all the way into December. That Great White gonna chew his ass up.
Hey, I know.
Real treat, little Rick. Y'all ain't gotta talk. The two lawyers are gonna go behind the curtain. We're gonna go to the judge's chamber, and we'll decide on what the fate of that shit gonna be. You ain't gotta worry about that.
Let me tell you something, dog. That motherfucker that made a pass, man. Only thing I can't do is agree with you. Somebody gonna fall out.
Well, I had to go get a restraining order on Lil Rick. Lil Rick wanted to come down here out the mountains. See, I told him he wanted to come down here out of the mountains and fuck Tony up this week. I said, I ain't going to let him do that. Go up there and get you some goddamn relaxation with your wife, goddammit. And just hold tight, son. Just hold tight. I thought he had took off. You know, I had some Viagras I had on there in the trailer. I thought maybe he had took them, thought it was aspirins. Because he wanted Tony to die so bad, goddammit. I don't know what the hell was going on with him.
Hey, dog, all the men like that man turned on this goddamn past weekend, that man don't need no Viagra, man. That man hard from all them goddamn W's.
Okay, now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to show you how real tree is. I'm going to show you how real a man real tree is. Johnny, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell them, I heard a woman out there. Tell them motherfuckers who you really thought had the fastest car at the race down there.
I thought Stacy Jordan did, and I talked to Little Rick, and I said, damn, we ain't got four bad bitches right here. I said, you got Stacy Jordan. Rick says, I got this. Don't worry about it. I thought we was going to have to do the damn heavy lifting. I was some bitch if he didn't take him out.
Yes,
hey, we got
to
admit, though.
Hey, real tree.
Hey, we got to admit, though, Stacy did have some problems on that run, though, but the problem might have been that goddamn 69 Camaro. I don't know.
Hey, real tree, let me just show you how good karma is. I have seen camps have two cars in a damn shootout and pull one another the first damn round. Man, you and Lil Rick doing, you know, good karma is goddamn priceless. Y'all ain't pulled one another this goddamn year.
I know it. That is.
You ain't lying. Now, that was fucked up. They was out in four cars and two of them. I said, them bitches going to pull each other.
They
going to pull each other, but they didn't.
The same way we did with
that.
They ain't
done it
this year. The same way. Every time, we've never drew each other yet. I mean, it might come
exactly.
This next round. Never.
Y'all ain't paid attention to that.
I'm going to put out something that I don't usually put out, but I'm going to do it now because I might not get a chance to do it later. So all you motherfuckers, I'm finna cuss because I want to make sure y'all hear me. Let me make sure, hold on, let me see if my son's still on the phone. Scooby, you still there, Scooby? Scooby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, okay, let me go and get all this other stuff out because, I want to get my topics on out of the way. Let me get my topic. I want all you motherfuckers out there to understand before you get on the internet and start sucking on Tony Bynes' dick. And I ain't saying this against Tony, but you know Tony know how to play these games. Real Tree and my man Lil Rick, they would not be down here on the weekend. The next time y'all will see them, unless there's something come up that's real profitable, will be at Ronnie Brown's race on the 21st at Valdosta. If you want to see them two motherfucking, them two goddamn heavyweights again, there'll be a running bound race on the 21st out in Valdosta. So don't come in there trying to think you can make them run Thursday night or Wednesday night or what. It ain't going to happen unless you make it real, real, real prosperous. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Just telling the truth. And now, Real Tree. Hey, Johnny, Real Tree.
Yes, sir.
Did you give me something to go to the Walmart to get me some extra Vienna sausages that I was supposed to be eating, poking beans and Viennas?
Yeah, I thought Tony had you broke down, so shit, I knew I had to tighten you back up. I didn't want you going out all the fun we had. Hell, we were fixing to go celebrate, so I wanted you to be able to celebrate.
Thank you, sir. And I want all y'all to know, I'm smart. Tight man.
Yeah, he is.
Tight man.
All right.
Hey,
tight
man.
Dog.
When me and you went to buy a horse, then you tell me to get me a prize winning motherfucking horse.
Yeah, sir.
But guess what I did, Tyke Man?
What's that?
The same thing you did when we went to the pet shop and you said worse than one snake. What you said worse than one snake?
Goddamn two or three. More than that one.
That's right. So I went and got me two prize-winning horses. I got me motherfucking two prize-winning horses, and I'm going to ride them motherfuckers till the goddamn hoofs come off them bitches.
Hey,
you be riding a long time then, though.
You're going to be riding a long time.
Only thing I'm going to tell you, dog, other people might think it's not a prize-winning horse, right? But you tell a motherfucker you picked the goddamn donkey, and that's the bitch you putting in the Kentucky Derby. Just beat me and my motherfucking donkey.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, I really don't want to hold, unless y'all got something else you want to say to Little Rick, and Realtree hangs around for this bullshit, but Little Rick don't usually hang around. Little Rick, you got anything you want to say before you get out here, brother?
No, why are you trying to get rid of me?
Oh, okay, no problem. Because I really don't like, I want you to make sure you get your rest, because I don't want nobody
hey,
to think you're
going to get
head. But I ain't trying
hey,
to get
dog.
Rid of you. Okay, you're right, though, Little Rick, you're right. Stick around as long as you want, brother. My fault. I apologize.
You need to let him keep listening in, because I've been telling him he's got to talk back shit to these people. That's why I tell him he needs
well, no,
to talk
no,
shit.
No, no, no. Realtree, you forgot
hey,
one thing
hey,
now. I'm the lawyer.
Realtree.
I'm the lawyer. I just
yeah,
you started
lawyer.
This talking
you're
real
right,
shit.
You're right.
I don't want Rick to do
hey,
the rest of what he's been doing, kicking that
hey,
motherfucker in the ass. That's
you.
All he got to do. He ain't got to do much talk.
Yeah, that's right.
He ain't got to do much goddamn talking. All he got to do is keep on goddamn racing, goddamn.
Hey, dog.
And ducking.
Y'all go ahead. Your mic's open. Go ahead.
Dog. Hey, dog.
Hey, dog. Yeah.
What Realtree and Little Rick need to tell, if they can beat them rocking, they can have their chill, because they rocking right now.
All right, you got a point there. Yeah, that's what you got to give a prop. Mississippi Joe said it. If you can goddamn beat me rocking, you can have my chill.
Well, they got
I'm about to send me some tickets. I'm trying to read them. I'm doing like Pro Stock Joe now.
You get on and send me Janet.
All right, somebody in the background talking. All right, then. Everybody just, I done got about 4 tickets since I've been on the phone asking me this little question. And I'm going to let Tyke Man answer it. And I don't care how nasty he answered the motherfucker. He keep asking me, when is Realtree and Cold Killer going to run?
Pretty much at the end of the year. Then you hear the man say that he'll be ready in December, and it's like this year. You come up against that great white, win, lose, or draw, we don't lose. What I mean, I ain't talking about lose the race. Everybody got us so projected to be so fast, which they don't know it. So if you run close to us, or you happen to beat us, you dead. You better get all the action you motherfucking can.
That's right.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, if we come up and lose in December, at least we got 3 or 4 months to get ready to go back again.
It's just the fact of you, for some odd reason, not being funny.
Hey, tight man. Somebody up here
yeah.
Texting me don't realize I'm smart. I just don't. It's just like making love. If you're making love, and you know how to make love. Sometimes you make it go a long time, but if you ain't no hurry, just sit back. I ain't gonna call the name of the motherfucker that just texted me, but I had a dessert for you motherfuckers. Y'all forgot about goddamn it, Big Ball Factor, but that's just the damn cherry on top of the goddamn ice cream. I wasn't gonna bring that in
yo,
yet. Do you know
yo,
why I wasn't gonna bring it in yet, Tyke Man? You know why I wasn't gonna bring it in?
Cause he ain't got no motherfucking oil pressure right now.
Oh, Tyke Man, I didn't want you to be nice. We being nice now, Tyke Man.
Oh.
I didn't bring it in, just like Tyke Man said. When the man tell me he got oil pressure, motherfucker, down on your asses, we'll go. Ain't no use to pumping that up if we can't do nothing, because you might say, well, fuck it, we're running this weekend. We can't come this weekend. But
hey,
as soon as Big Paul get that cherry on top of that ice cream, you got 3 motherfuckers to worry about. And then you got Steven Jackson and Fear. So you're going to have y'all motherfuckers' hands full from now to December. You motherfuckers got a problem.
Man, y'all raping them guys, man. Y'all raping them.
We ain't raping these motherfuckers. We ain't even got no mask on, and we fucking in the daylight.
It's
raping when you slip up behind a motherfucker. We walk up to a bitch and slap. Man, Tyke Man, go ahead on before I get stupid.
Hey, I don't know what I want to tell you, dog. Y'all walking up, motherfuckers, and slapping up, motherfuckers, but you know, you slapping a bitch, and we punching, motherfuckers.
So this
now,
is
I'm
going
to show you something now. Any other time, we have all these motherfuckers come on the shows now, talking all this here shit. Not now, but hold on. I got a man for 1 month. Let me do them talking. Y'all, if you ain't talking, mute your phones. We're doing good, y'all. And don't forget, we got a segment going on that King Scooby brought up. That's a damn good segment. But let all the phrases and props get out of the way first. Y'all might be fucking me up for tomorrow. I got a 20-minute show tomorrow. 313-4595. Go ahead. 313-4595. You fucking my show up. Right. Come in when you come in. Go ahead. Oh, that ain't none of him. Yeah, okay, they gone now. It must be him. Okay. Okay, I got some noise. I don't know who it is now. 313-4595. Go ahead.
I mean, the only thing we got, the only thing Detroit.
Who is that with that goddamn TV up, man?
I'm gonna mute all these mics,
right?
Man. I didn't want to.
That's our main.
I gotta find it though. I'm gonna have to find it though. 561-9688. Go ahead. 561-9688.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, I don't know how long y'all do, but I have to come to bed tonight.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Sure.
We live in a farm.
Okay. Both of them motherfuckers, neither one of them paid a fucking kitchen. Let me see. 561-9688. Okay, go ahead.
So you're a little closer to the Island Girl and all that.
Motherfucker ain't paying attention either. All right, goddamn, I got some. Damn, everybody trying to get in there. 478-8870, go ahead.
Hey, Rio Tree, are y'all going to be over at a big drag race?
No, I ain't going to be able to go. I got to work. I can't do any. I'm sending them a token.
Hey, Johnny, that's my area. James, that you, James?
No, that ain't James DeKinney.
Oh, Kenny, okay, I know both of y'all. Don't worry about that. They gotta work that day.
Real Tree Bay ain't gonna be there.
Be quiet, man. We ain't talking about nobody. We don't talk about nothing that ain't gonna happen. So be quiet.
Oh, I better tell him he got the best time on that day.
Y'all be quiet. Don't worry about that. We ain't gonna talk about nothing. If you want to see Johnny, if you want to see him down there, come down there and ask him in person in Valdosta on the 21st. Running Brown race in Valdosta on the 21st. Lil Rick and Real Tree will be there. If you want to ask him a question where they're gonna be the next day, ask them down there in person. Any more questions?
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask Real Tree and Lil Rick a question. This is Dolomite. What's going on, fella?
Go ahead, brother. You can ask
them. Go ahead. All right. Hey. Now, you know, I'm going to my woes, and they say a few things. They make nicknames and shit out of you when you ain't going down the track or can't get down the track. Give me some advice on how to get through that part, because I know you've been there, because now you got every bitch in the world. I have butt wide like a damn deer in the headlights. I'm doing y'all saying. You ain't just out there whooping one of them. You whooping 20 of them in one night. That shit right there is what I'm talking about right there.
we have some good help, Dolomite. I mean, first thing, you got to go to Detroit. But, We just flat come together. I mean, Rick is 100% behind my deal. I mean, him and Stevie. Stevie did the tuning and stuff and give Rick some bases, and I don't take no credit for it other than putting out the money and the bullshit, but my deal is a team effort with what Stevie done and what Rick's done, and that's the truth.
I want to say this here. A lot of people don't know this here. A lot of people don't know this here. And Tyke Man made me aware of it because he was talking about Dunier when everybody talking about Dunier this and Dunier this, and he got a supporting crew. I want everybody to know this, and I ain't trying to start no shit. Don't y'all sleep on Lil Rick's tuning ability, too. Lil Rick knows how to tune some shit, too, now. That's all
absolutely.
I'm going to say about that. Lil Rick is a goddamn good fucking tuner himself. Not to take nothing from nobody, because the team, a good team is always good. But I just want you to know, Lil Rick is a damn good tuner himself.
He is. He tuned that car, both of our cars. Our cars didn't come out of the gate. I mean, he did a different tune up for that car every pass we made.
I wonder if I could fight. Lil Rick, you still on the phone, Lil Rick?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, if I could fight, I'm finna tell y'all now, if I could fight, I'd have beat little Rick ass Saturday. Because I'd be goddamn if he didn't unload the damn car, put the damn tent up. I said, this motherfucker going to be tired again before the race started. Then he jacked the goddamn car, and one of the tires was an inch off, and he was up under there doing that. I said to myself, by the time the race started, little Rick going to be tired than a motherfucker. But I just want y'all to let y'all know, little Rick is a down-home, self-made country boy. He do his own work. And he take care of his own self. All he do is fucking work. So don't think he no prima donna and he can't and he try to look over everybody. I love Lil Rick just like I love Realtree. Like I said, I was loving Lil Rick first because I met Lil Rick first. I love Realtree because Realtree has been the same man that I met from the day one. He been the same man. Lil Rick been the same man except one exception. Then we got to talking and we done got that straight. So when any time a man treat me like a man and stay the same, I ain't got nothing but respect for them, win, lose, or draw. If they go out there and get their asshole toe out down and run a brown race, I'll be the first motherfucker come on the show say they got their asshole toe slapped the fuck out.
Yep, that's truth. That's truth.
Now, dog, you both said we got our assholes toe blowed out.
Well, I've been with Realtree when they was fucking him up, just like when they was fucking the white boys up. I was with Realtree then. I kept telling them, Realtree, don't worry about it. Your time coming. Don't worry about it. Because Realtree got them, like I said, that's one motherfucker I don't feel sorry for because he paid his way. So ain't nobody gave him shit. Now, that motherfucker paid more park out money than I done seen grudge races.
That's the truth. And I would have still probably been paying a lot of it had it not been from you and Tight Man.
Don't tell him that, Realtree. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's one thing about him. He had to learn. But goddamn it, y'all done fucked up and let him learn now, though.
Well, Realtree, I appreciate you giving me my little prop.
Hey, well, that's the truth.
No, you might can't take it. You can't take it. But I done cut Realtree out a number of times.
Yeah, well, look here, the day wasn't supposed to be for this here. Tomorrow was supposed to be for this here. But the reason I'm saying this here, it's another guy on the phone that y'all might not know. But the way racing going, like I said, Realtree and Lil Rick, this isn't supposed to be y'all show today. But, I mean, as long as y'all got the shine, I'm going to give you the shine, and I'm going to give you some tomorrow, too. But I want to put shine on another young and upcoming brother. That's King Scooby that's on the phone right now. King Scooby is from down in Pascagoula or whatever, Mississippi. Now, that's another young brother that they making. See, he asked me to drive his truck. I said, no, man, you're doing good. Stay in your own motherfucking truck. You'll get it. Now, that motherfucker is killing bitches in that truck. Well, I say that to say this in because a lot of y'all on this phone might not know who he is. But he will be on the scene. King Scooby, how you doing? Tell everybody who he is and tell them what you got.
What's going on, Uncle Willie? I'm Scooby. I'm down here on the coast, Pascagoula. I got a STM. 28 small block, one sister. We also got a stock suspension Mustang. I run with Joe the team, Assassin, me, Joe, and CeCe. And, we trying to come on the scene. We made a good appearance with the Mustang at the beginning of the season. We're going to have it. We should have it ready for the 22nd. I'm going to have my truck up there on the 22nd. And I'm just trying to engage, dog.
All right, before we get that segment, I'm going to try to make this segment as quick as possible, but I need Mike Hill to come on, because this week down at the House of Hook, him and Evan Hall, Hitler, Chop Top and them, they got $18,000 on the line down there with these big-time pro-mod motherfuckers. The last time they was there, they put on one hell of a fucking show. Mike Hill, if you're on the phone, I need you to hit the one button. I need you to come talk to it, man. My throat is getting sore. I got a show to do tomorrow. I'm tired of talking. Mike Hill, come help me. Mike Hill is not out there. Anybody can tell me about this race down here at the House of Hook this weekend coming up?
Come on, bro.
Oh, okay. Mike, tell him what's going on this weekend, man. Damn, I didn't know you was on.
Okay.
Dolomite, shut the fuck up. That's Dolomite. There ain't no damn Mike here. Nobody
hear
no food no more.
That nephew. In a minute, I thought nephew was gonna be on the phone in a minute.
No, but for all y'all that don't know, at the House of Hook this week, Saturday at the House of Hook, they got an $18,000 big tie shootout. Last time down there, they had some hell of a damn good race. Some damn. Okay. Let me see if this mic on the damn other phone. 404-5619. Mike here.
What up, Dog Pound?
Okay, man, tell them about what's the show this week, man. I'm tired, man. Tell them about the show this week, brother.
Oh, man, I'm tired. I'm tired myself, dog. But, yeah, man, we're going back. We're going to do another round two of the Pro Mods, man, the great Pro Mods. And I know Chop Top and the guys said they were coming. I talked to Mr. Dunn and Sherwood, all of them. I seen them this weekend at Rockingham. They said they were showing back up, you know. And Edmund had a few guys out of Detroit. I think some new Pro Mods are supposed to show up. Some of his, you know, some guys that race up that way up north Detroit, Chicago area that said they was coming down to get in it too. So like I said, $18,000. Everybody track putting up 10, we putting up 1,000 apiece. And if we get more than 8, I mean it'll be more than 18,000. So hopefully we have a good race, dog, and you know hope we got some good weather. Look like the weather changing for us, and we can put on a good show and get the fans some big tie action too.
Okay, in the interest of being good to all the shows and not trying to step on nobody's toes, I want King Scooby to come in here and reiterate the problem he had, and I want y'all, if y'all could, to go through it as quick as possible to tell me what the remedy is or what y'all think about it. So, King Scooby, you got the floor. Go ahead and tell the people what you want to discuss. King Scooby, go ahead.
Oh, all right. I want to see, is this tire thing putting a hold on action in the grudge game? And what I'm meaning is I'm locked in to run some guys in Montgomery. They want to run by 8 o'clock. They said 9. Me, I mean, I'm coming to run more than just them, but that's putting a limit to me as to I can't do nothing until after 9 o'clock, which the night is almost over with. So I'm just, you know, trying to see, do y'all think that time, unless you just coming to run one man. Me, I'm coming for action. Now, if you just a one-man game, want to come run one man, that's cool. But somebody like me, I just think that is locking up and waiting to run at 8 or 9 o'clock, that don't make sense. I think the fans
get involved. Okay, anybody out there want to give a suggestion or start it off or what he think, or what he just said?
Well,
go ahead and
I'll kick it off. Well, I guess from what I'm seeing is the reason these guys do that, at least with a lock it in for that later time, they want to lock you in, but the car's not quite ready. They want to make 4-5 shakedowns and do this and do that and do this and do that and then race you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where the problem lies at, where, you know what I'm saying, I don't see how it would be a big problem to go up, at least make 2 shakedowns, lock it in at least earlier for an earlier time than that, because you left enough the next man's action. Now, another thing, let's say it was locked in at 8 o'clock. If you get your car ready to go, why not just go early? I you know, instead of waiting on 8 o'clock, if your car ready and the next man's car ready, why not y'all just get it over with?
Now, that's a great point there, Lucado. Most of the time, when you lock a man in, depends on, you know, if it's your home track or not, you need a couple of shakedowns, one or two. And if you got 2 guys that want to get it on, they don't have no problem moving that race up. Nope. I have seen it, in my experience, I have never seen 2 guys that, you know, both want to get it on, and they both made good shakedowns, and they didn't want to go.
So in that case, don't you think the man you got locked in for 8 o'clock? What if you go out there and break your car? Should he take your punk out money, or should he just let your punk out money? Or should we put a break clause in there?
Well, it's like this: the punk out money is put up to pretty much guarantee you're gonna race. And like I say, 2 guys that want to get it on, they don't want no punk out money. They want a pot. You know,
no, but I'm saying, hey, Scooby, what I'm saying is, if Scooby do that and say he want to race somebody else, but he might be a little reluctant to race somebody because they said, okay, if you go out there and break your car, motherfucker, you still owe me my parking money. Scooby, is that what you kind of concerned about, Scooby?
Yeah. I mean, like, say if somebody come in there and they draw down on me and I think we got action, you know, I got to kind of feather these folks off because I'm locked in to 8 o'clock to run these people. You know, so I'm missing action and the people missing action. Like I say, I mean, I've been there.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, hold on, one at a time. Hey, people, one at a time. Now, everybody that came in and mashed the one button, I owe you a mic. So if you got something to say, just as soon as you want to jump in, when somebody stops talking, you can jump in. Go ahead, Mike.
I thought about it.
I think the weather and the heat plays a big factor in why a person would say 9 o'clock. I mean, look at the track now. Everybody show up at 2 o'clock. Ain't nobody don't, and they open the track at 2 o'clock. For everybody go to the racetrack. Nobody still don't start going down till probably 6 or 7. Everybody kind of waiting on that sun to settle down and you know when the track tighten up and get a little better. Because I mean, we got to be honest. These tracks ain't the greatest in this when it's 90 and 100 degrees and the track is out there 134 degrees. So, I mean, a lot of people play that in the
track. Now, that brings another thing in, and we need to maybe get with the tracks if that's the case. Just like since this weekend. Now, if that's the case and you don't start doing nothing late, what about the damn curfews and shit like that then? What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, it just makes it tough between these months of July, August, and summer, September. And luckily, like this weekend, I was glad to see. I think the highest it's supposed to get is at 88. It's supposed to get back cool. It's weekend, so I'm like, well, maybe we can, you know, maybe people come on out early. Even the fans, they don't even want to come out to 6 or 7 o'clock now. You know?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's going on, Coochie?
Hey, Coochie, what's up, brother?
I want to address Team Scooville, Mr. Scooville, Lil Carter, whatever they call him. I'm sitting here listening to what he's saying about having a race locked in at 8 and wanting to do something earlier. I think that you should be able to get around racing at that time is a difference from locking a man to race at 8 than locking them in to race by 8. When you lock somebody in to race at 8 o'clock, that means that's telling him you're not going to be ready to race until 8 o'clock. But if you tell him, I want to lock in the race by 8, that means any time before then.
Whoever got the background on, mute your phone, please. Go ahead, Coochie.
If you lock him in the race by 8 o'clock, meaning that anything can happen before 8 o'clock. If he made a good shakedown, and you locked in the race him by 8 o'clock, you don't have to wait until 8 o'clock. But if you tell a man you're going to lock him in for 8 o'clock, that means you stuck until 8 to race this
dude. But what he's saying is, what if he wanted to race somebody else before that, Coochie?
I was going to get there. Okay. I was going there, though. That guarantees that race for 8 o'clock. Now, if you take it upon yourself to decide that you got action, you find some action beforehand, that's your call to do so. Knowing that you got somebody else locked in for 8, you know, that's like they say, playing at your own risk. You can race at your own risk at that point in time. But if you got him locked in by 8, then you can try to put the squeeze on him and be like, man, I'm ready, man, let's go. I'm ready. But if you got him locked in for 8, you kind of nailed to the cross on that because you locked the man in for 8 o'clock. So you pretty much stuck.
But Coochie, you ain't giving me no solution, man.
I'm finna get to the solution. See, now, me on the other hand, you go ahead and lock me in, I don't give a damn. I'm going to shoot down that motherfucker, and I see anything look like right, you got ass. So I feel like that's the solution to your problem.
Hey, Crew Chief, I got a question for you, buddy.
Go ahead, buddy.
007 was the S10 champion, and you was the number one contender. What is going on with that belt? They need to get that belt back in, don't they?
Uh-oh.
Yes, they do. After we go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I see the Icy Boys back out. I know y'all ready down there with the yellow truck. King Scooby on the phone. We planning on getting together later on this month. It will be, you know, try to throw an NFL shootout or something, man. The bill was created to create action.
706-6643, I own your mic twice, you got background noise. 706-6643, you got background noise.
Yeah, Jay Barnes was speaking on that. Jay Barnes decided that they was going to do a S10, they was going to bring it to do an S10 shootout at a Cold Killer race in December. I mean, in October.
Right.
Which I plan on being a part of it and don't give a damn who else a part of it. You know what I mean?
All right, that's okay. Good. Now, I'm going to say something while we got the people on the phone. And I know Mike should have already said something. Now, one thing I tell you that made the race this week go good, when we called the drivers around and told them what time to be in their lanes, they were there. That's one of the main things to do when it's hot and you got to jam every damn thing up and everybody want to race at the same time. Once we call them around there, they were there. So the race is on the phone. That's up to your responsibility, too, to make sure you come to the damn lanes when you're supposed to race now. And that'll hit the damn program a hell of a lot better than just messing around to the last minute.
Hey, dog.
I got something else
I want to bring up.
Go ahead, Ty. If I holler at you,
where the hell is those G-body belts? There's no G-body champion.
You got a point now, man.
These guys that have these belts and you no longer are in the game with the type of car you won the belt with, turn over people's shit. You won the belt. It's not your belt.
Damn near every belt out there should be turned back in. You're absolutely right. We're not trying to start no shit, but if you're not defending them or you done sold your car, change your car, those belts need to be back in.
Yep, I think exactly. Tony's got two belts. He's got a G body and an Extreme G body. I'm pretty sure he's got
right.
Two belts.
Mississippi Joe them, I think, already turned theirs back in. So they already turned theirs back
in.
Mississippi Joe been saying that the belts are back in. Now, the physical location was, I think Tony had them. He need to get them back to where they're supposed to be at.
Exactly. You know, they was brought out to create action. People spent a lot of money on them. We don't necessarily care about them, but if they got a shootout for them, of course we would want to get them. We ain't gonna get, and if somebody beat our head, get that belt, man. Let's do the right thing.
Well, it's the same thing with the white boys. Same thing with the white boys. They got that 28-inch belt, and I could have been drawing on their ass, but I know they've been wounded, so I ain't messing with them.
Hold up, Tyke. Johnny, I can't let you say that because that was if you didn't want to draw on them, that was you out of courtesy. Now, if you want to draw on them, that you can't. I know you told me, but if you was doing it as a courtesy, if you did it as a courtesy, then that was on us. That was on us. And if you want to go ahead and challenge them, you can challenge them for it.
Well, you should have got them challenged, Realtree.
No, I'm dead. They're on
a lot of money last year.
All right, they're on. They're on their 30-day notice.
No, you got to put $500 to a DP man.
Say it again, dog.
You got to put up a $500 DP to a DP man. I ain't going to let you tell me on the phone tonight. If you want to put up a $500 DP, you let me know, and I contact the right people, or you can get a tight man on me, and I contact the right people, and then we can put them on the 30-day notice.
Okay. All right, I'll do it. All right.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know that anybody answered King Scooby's question not yet, though. King Scooby, you got to run this shit down, Seth. You got the flow, King Scooby.
My bad, Scooby.
Yeah. It ain't no problem. But yeah, dog. Like I say, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, at first, the people, the fans that wanting to see action, you know. Like you say, man, if I come down like Crucci say, if I shake down to see what I like, then, hey, I'm ready.
But, Scooby, I got a question for you. This may be an answer to your question. Okay, most of the time we come to the track and make one or two shakedowns. Let's say you make one shakedown and somebody draw on you. You hope you truck don't. It's a gamble either way. It's a gamble on that race at 8 o'clock. Don't find your other man. Knock his ass off, man. If you got a bird right there in your sight, truck that motherfucker. What about that race?
What,
that other race later on.
Let me ask you this, type man. What do you feel like this? If I offer, is trying to run somebody off the trailer? Is that a way trying to get out of a race?
No, that guaranteed race. I think if both races was off the goddamn trailer, we'd see
one
motherfucker.
That guarantee one thing. That guarantee that you will see a race. Because if you don't get down, it still was a race. If you break, it still was a race.
That's right.
And it ain't neither one of our home track, so both of us going in at the same advantage.
I also like them people.
I got a call. They might want to say something. I don't know what they want though. 501-3705.
What's going on with it, dog?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I want to address what Scuba. This Cam. Hey, Scuba, when we get over there, we ain't going to take all day. We make our shakedown, see what we need to see. It could be 6 o'clock. We can get it on.
So that's what Crew Chief was just saying. That's what we talking about.
That's what I wanted to hear. You feel what I was saying about waiting all night. You know, like I tried to run y'all off the trailer in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's
not need
that,
nobody
y'all
don't
know. That's the Arkansas boys, right?
Yes,
yeah, hold on a minute. That's the Arkansas boys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for all y'all don't know, that's the Arkansas boys. They're some pretty good fellas. Arkansas, you got a race coming up down there at your track down there for, in October, don't you?
October the 12th, yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and tell the people about that, because, you know, a lot of people might not know about y'all. And like I said, y'all support a lot of shows that people might not know, but we know. So go ahead and tell them about your show.
October the 12th, Prescott Raceway, Prescott, Arkansas. We're having the first annual Down at Dirty Grudge Fest. We have an all-day grudging, all-day bike grudging. We got people like the Boss coming down, the Butler Boys out of Houston coming down, Gadget coming down, the 901 boys coming down. We'll be there waiting on Scooby if he ain't cold cruising the coast. We'll be waiting on eyes and them if they ain't in Aberdeen picking their nose. I mean, it's going down, man. It's a beautiful track. It's an excellent facility. We're having a 28-inch tie or 275 shootout, free entry fee, $3,000 to win. So I'm down to get it on, man. Like Dog said, we go everywhere. The Lord bless us to go, man, to these shows, Texas, Mississippi, Memphis, and we coming to Alabama. We would have been in Indiana if we hadn't heard our truck, so y'all come show a little support if y'all can.
All right, Tight man. Hold on,
yeah,
Tight man.
Yeah.
Why did I let that man come on there and advertise his show? Why did I do that, Tight man?
Because you like them and they come and support everyone, and we just, as long as you come on the show, you're more than welcome to promote your show or talk about your show on our show.
That's right. And them guys, just show them guys some love. And I told them, don't go out. I told them, now, but they still didn't do it. I said, don't worry about the big fishes, man. Worry about your hometown first, and then worry about branching out. Get a motherfucker like King Scooby. Come on out and let him blow your ass out or you blow his out. People know all y'all. Once y'all start blowing up, people will be begging y'all to come to your show. That's how you make shows good. That's how everybody support everybody.
Exactly.
Because there ain't no big fishes in this game. All of us the same motherfucker. We in the same motherfucking pond.
Ain't
we need a good show. We all need a good show so we can continue to travel and keep these buggers of boats with oil pressure, man.
Hey, Cam. You said it right. Y'all going to be waiting on me to come fight y'all battle. Cause after I blow y'all asshole out in Montgomery, y'all don't want no more of my trouble.
I can't
wait, man. I ain't lying. I done took off 2 days. I'm coming to get your ass.
Yeah.
You know it'll be that funny to get. I'm major. Who going to drive after they put you out?
I said, I'm coming to get your ass.
Hey, who's going to drive after they put you out?
Because in the interest of going to see Jay Vaughn's show, we're going to go ahead and cut this one off. But I want to. Hold up, don't nobody go nowhere. I want Lil Rick or Realtree, if they got anything to say, I want them to go first. We're going to do closing August so we can get out of here in interest of going to listen to Jay Barnes' show, if he got one tonight. I hope he got one, because I cut my show off early last time and they didn't do shit. But I want Lil Rick and Realtree, well, not Realtree. Lil Rick, if you got anything you want to say, go ahead, Lil Rick.
See, you're already getting rid of me again. Hey, before
I go. No, I ain't tell you to go nowhere, but I want you to go first, because Realtree used to go in last. Lil Rick, don't worry about it. We grooming you. Just follow the plan, brother. We got big things for you. Go ahead, Lil Rick.
Listen.
Say what you got to say, Lil Rick.
Listen, you done started Janet because she's dying to tell you something. So here she is again. Hold on a minute.
Dog.
Yeah, baby, what's up?
I just want to tell you that we need to put out a message to Tony that if he would learn some respect and some people skills, he needs to go to Miami down there to Big Low and T5 and them, then maybe his racing would turn around.
All right, Janet, I wanted to say that. I've been trying to tell him in so many ways. You got to learn how to – you got to lose gracefully just like you win gracefully. Once you learn that, you get much respect. Don't care if you get your ass blown out every time you race. You'll get respect for racing. So, Janet, that was well said. Now. Can your husband speak?
Yeah, here he is.
All right. Now, you satisfied, dog? You started it.
No, baby, I love it. Trust me, it can only get better. I love it, little Rick. No, but I let you win because the realtor used to this since he on it all the time. That's why I told him you to go first, little Rick. Okay.
We enjoyed it.
That was little Rick there. He did double duty out at the House of Hook this week, winning first and second place. Janet, you can hold tight because you know how it works. Anybody got anything else out there they want to say beside our tight man and Mike Hill? Anybody else? Y'all, anybody else go ahead and say what you're going to say right quick. All right, there's nobody said that. So, Mike Hill. Go ahead. Who didn't say that?
Oh, this is Lil Carter.
Oh, no. Okay, I forgot. Go ahead, Lil Carter. Go ahead, Lil Carter.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate Lil Rick and
Hey, hold on, man. Fellas, we got back. If you ain't talking, mute your phones, please.
Ain't nothing like a trip, though. Ain't nothing like a trip, though.
But I've been having
this with
you.
You don't want to say it up, huh? All right.
I'm trying to close these mics up. Ain't nobody listening. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Lacoste. Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate Lil Rick and Realtree again on the win and on the success. I'm not sure who it was that bet Tony whether he would win the shootout or not. I believe it was Rick. I hope he got paid. And hopefully Geronimo can not jump off a cliff again.
Okay, Crew Chief, you still out there, Crew Chief? Crew Chief?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Mike, go ahead, Mike. Give us your final thoughts, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here, dog. What's up, bro?
Oh, no. Give me your final thoughts right quick, bro.
Ain't nothing to my man, Scooby. Man, you just keep pushing forward with them races, bro. Stack many of them as you can, you know, without getting yourself in any danger. And, you know, You'll get action just the way you want it, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
For sure.
All right. Appreciate it, Crew Chief. King Scooby, you got something you want to say right quick? What I'm going to do is, if you can't get on J-Bone's show, I think Tyke Man got it tied in. I'm gonna tie y'all in it for the people that want to hang around. I think Tyke Man got it. Tyke Man, you got it, Tyke Man? Tyke Man. Okay, go ahead, Scooby.
Oh, dog, if y'all got it leaked in, I'm going to sit my pig meat Martin looking at it down and just listen to the rest of the show.
All right, King Scooby, we appreciate you, baby. We appreciate you. All right. Oh, I forgot. Everybody forgot. They said, yeah, I did. I was driving business car. Somebody said, dog, you didn't tell about you getting your ass blown out. But that was supposed to be for tomorrow. But anyway, yeah. I raced Juliet down there, our dream team, staging them, and they beat my ass. Then I came back around and got the big head and got stupid, and I raced motherfucking Golden and got my ass blowed out of goddamn game. But I was racing, motherfucker. I ain't goddamn scared to race. And if they come out there Thursday, motherfucker, they gonna have to blow my ass out again.
Okay.
So, all right, Mike here, tell us about it right quick. Give us your final thoughts so you can get out of here. I know you got something to do, bro.
No, good show, dog. And like I said, good job on what you and Ernie doing, man. I think y'all helping a lot of people out with that, with your show on Mondays. You know, and like I said, good show, and I'll see everybody Saturday, hopefully, man, with this promo thing. Need to go ahead and redeem myself.
Oh, ain't no problem, Mike. We appreciate it, brother. We always, you know how we roll. Okay, anybody else got anything for Realtree? Take us out of here. Anybody got anything else?
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got one announcement I do need to make.
Go ahead, Mike.
There's some breaking news. Everybody know our Battle of the Big Dogs is also October 11th and 12th, our $50,000 promo.
The ADRL just came on board. The ADRL just came on board along with me and Jeff Miles, and they going to sponsor an ADRL drag stock reunion race during our race. So we should have some 350, 360 Pro Mods on the premises also that same weekend.
Hey, okay. Tag Man, you got that, Tag Man?
Yeah, so I'm right here, Dolly.
Are we tied in the Jay Bond show yet?
No, I was saying that's what somebody texted me. I just forwarded to you.
I thought you were gonna tie in. Okay, well let me go and get out of here. We can try to get over there. All right.
I will.
Not. Anybody got anything else besides Real? Or Track Man, give me your final thoughts. I'm gonna let Real Tree be last tonight.
Man, I came down to the House of Hook and see them. They threw one hell of a show. Like I said, if you ain't got a shootout, you don't have a shootout at your race, man. There's going to be a lot of downtime and dead time, and it's too hot to be sitting around saying that motherfucking gnats and mosquitoes. So, hey, man, Real Tree, good job. Little Rick, good job. But, you know, as the days go on, they get closer and closer and closer. And I want to let the fans know Shark Week is the second week in December.
Don't worry about it, motherfucker. I'm working on the contracts now, bitch. All right, Johnny, go ahead, Johnny Realtree, go ahead and take us out before little Rick start wanting to get more airtime. He might start lacking this shit.
Mike, first off, I missed you. You're usually in our corner, and I was looking for you, but
I'm still in your corner now.
I hear you. We did good, and I hope your show has a good success. And I want to thank everybody that came out to that race and all the props that was given to us. And dog, you are a man. Just whatever you want us to do, whoever's ass you want us to climb on, just tell me where to send the money to.
All right, y'all heard it from the horse's mouth there. And I tell you what I'm going to do. It's so I want to hear him crying and shit. Little Rick.
Yeah.
And talk. You're going to talk later. Go ahead and talk some more, Little Rick.
No, I'm good. I like listening. I'm learning. A man that listens, he can learn a lot.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Hold on a minute. You know who we forgot to give some props to? Type man, Turbo Tim. Now, that motherfucker, we have come to race and try to race now. Turbo Tim, man.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And he blew Tony Baez's ass out for all y'all. You know, he blew Tony Baez's ass.
Hold on a minute, I got another call here right quick. 336-0778, what's up? 336-0778, what's up? Hey, Doubt. Yeah. But Doubt. Yeah. We're giving Turbo Tim and his driver, they props. You got to give Boss props for stepping in and creating action too, man. I want the fans to be like, I'm a hater. I ain't getting false props for fucking shit running away.
Scared motherfucker. You can get him props for your show quick. I ain't getting him shit.
Guess what? I just want to give him his props because guess what? It takes two cars to race and dog.
I'm going to apologize. You did it right. See, that's what a lot of motherfuckers don't understand, what pissing me off. They think Tony Vine go out there and talk their shit, but he got to raise somebody. That's why I said I ain't going to give no props, because he don't want to give no props. But I can't stoop to that low. You're right. We can't none of us race without somebody else racing against us. So props to Tony Vine again for action type, man. You're right.
You also need to get stage props and whooping your ass.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's out there racing, whether they win, lose, or draw, they should get props for racing, because that's what the fans come to see us racing. They don't come to see us shit.
Hey, dog. I ain't finna let that motherfucker get away with that shit. That goddamn Mike here, you see how that smooth mouth motherfucker slid that in on you, dog.
And I'm going to get him. Don't worry about it. I'm going to tax his ass this week down at that race. I'm going to tax his motherfucking ass. But anyway, hold on. We got another caller. 706-0069. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony Vine was on the show last week. He's taking over the show. Why he ain't on the show today?
Because he got his asshole blowed out.
I say get up on the show when you got to say the Real Tree Rick there.
Now, Tyke Man, that's why I shouldn't do. You're right, though. I was wrong for not getting in props, but that's what pisses me off. Now, if he had won, he'd have been the first bitch on the show tonight.
But dog, that's when, let me tell you something. I'm gonna put your ass on the spot on the show. That's when I expect for you to be dog, the talk show host, and not.
I said I apologize. You're right. I said you was dead ass right.
No,
dead ass right.
I'm saying okay. I was just
saying,
I
was dead fucking wrong. I was getting personal when I didn't supposed to get personal. I'm the talk show host. But you dead ass right, though. You right, though. I apologize. We want to send props out to Tony Bynes for getting action, too. But on the same note, I got to give an editorial, as Wild Man said. If the motherfucker had won, he'd have been the first bitch on the show. Now, I didn't throw it in there as smooth as Mike did, but motherfucker, I throw it in there as dog. Now, goddamn it, this real tree show anyway. This ain't my fucking show. Fuck Tony Bynes, a scared motherfucker.
I say get him on the show.
I ain't gonna call that bitch. I don't want him coming on the show crying and switching some more shit up. He know when the show come on. He know if he had won, he'd have had Pro Stock Joe to give him a special show. We got a special show tonight. Well, motherfucker. It ain't, you're so special, you ran in the motherfucking bushes. And I'm going to get it straight. I was gonna put this on my show tomorrow, but motherfucker, I'm going to say it now since y'all put me on the goddamn spot. Lil Rick!
Yeah.
What did Tony Bynes say to you at the racetrack on Saturday?
Do what now?
What did Tony Bynes say to you at the racetrack Saturday?
He didn't say nothing. After the race was over.
Real three.
Hey.
What did Tony Bynes say to you at the racetrack Saturday?
Nothing.
All right, now y'all got it. Now he get on the goddamn internet like he was a motherfucking barilla. That motherfucker was goddamn it two cars over from Real Tree and goddamn it Lil Rick the whole goddamn race, and he didn't breathe loud.
You got your ass all blown out and then do say.
Well, hey,
that
y'all,
said,
realize,
y'all ain't got no more shit to
say.
We finna go ahead and see what Jeff Owens got on that old sorry ass show he got. Them shows over there, I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to go find out what they got to talk about over there. So if y'all ain't got nothing, we finna close this one out. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll be back on this motherfucker talking plenty more shit. So y'all have a good day. Unless y'all got some, I'm finna turn the music on. Anybody got nothing? Hold on a minute. I got somebody. Extreme Junior.
Like
go ahead, Extreme Junior. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all said y'all going to the first time go show?
No. We some Extreme Junior. Go ahead, Extreme Junior.
Oh, I was saying if y'all was going to first start judge show, I just want his number.
Oh, if you want his number, you got to call 411.
Okay, well, anyway, I want to say congratulations to Lil Rick and Real Tree for dominating down there, Jackson.
All right, thank you.
We're going on the Jay Barnes show, and the number is 347-215-9989. Now, Pro Stock Joe, if you want to know the number, 646-595-2258. And I'm sorry if I got out of character today. But that was dog, the talk show host talking just then. Now, this is dog, the real dog. Motherfuck all them bitches. Motherfuck them. When goddamn it, the rabbit got the motherfucking gun. Duck, motherfuckers, duck.
Somebody need to go ahead, pull them two cars, time trip, pull them to go,
and see who won that race. Because that one right there, to me, was one right. But I didn't know you had a mechanical problem, though.
Yep. But see, what I don't understand is why in the hell my damn vacuum pump built. It was right there on the line when he left. My vacuum pump ain't sold up either. I don't know what the hell that was. It broke the vacuum pump built. Man, I don't know what the hell went on, man.
Hey, dog.
Open. Let me see right quick. Hold on. Let me see. Batman, is your mic open now?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Yeah, we can hear you now, Batman.
Hey, for all y'all that's out there, you can't get on Dave Barnes' show, so it's full.
But
as long as Tyke Man got us tied in, I'm going to let y'all listen. As long as Tyke Man let y'all listen.
Yeah, who you trying to try?
Where is one of them took the joke on down and be talking all that junk? We going to get him. Big Clyde back half, I don't care what he got. He supposed to be a bad man. Well, I ain't going to call no name. That goddamn Morgan Wick. I'm coming for you, boy. I got to have him.
Cemetery, how this man ain't been on the fucking race all year long and don't think
really
going over the car.
When I meet all these changes.
Okay, where's racing 101?
Who you
think
you're going after? Mark.
Who's going to rip Mark and Wick? They wouldn't lock me in the other day. I told them to lock me in. But if my car break, I don't, you know, the lockup don't count. You know, we're going to.
Hey, dog, we're going to listen.
Yeah.
We're going to listen in, and I'm going to break in, and I'm going to get words 101. If you sit your ass down for 4 or 5 months, you think you're going to be able to jump up and just run like you used to?
All right, well, Tyke Man, we can't do that. Like I said, I got my show up. I still got about 80 people on my show. We can't get on J Bond's show, so we're going to be listening. We'll be listening. As long as you got us tied in, we're going to be listening.
Okay.
And somebody needs to take your damn belt.
You got a point.
Go ahead.
Well, he didn't put his belt on back.
So what now?
I know. So I was just agreeing with you about you saying you'll never know what happened with your car.
Yeah, you don't never know, man. Like I want to, if I wouldn't have broke that rock on, been 2 rock-ons on that driver's side, they side by side, that number 1 and 3. And I don't tell them what up to them. I know I seen a lifter when I looked down in there, down in the hole on the head. Shit, I seen one lift up out of it upside down, laying in the block. So I am. It might got the cam too. So I don't know.
4,500.
But what I'm saying is, locking that money in like that, like I told them last week, we'll lock in. But if I break. You know, it ain't no lockup. If you break, it ain't no lockup. But I did the curse for them when we ran down there. Well, when we locked in 2 million at DJ Ray, he said, wait till the car hurt. I said, all right, not a problem. But they don't do that same curse for me. I don't understand that.
I could be wrong, but didn't he say he broke that shit because he didn't adjust the valve? And
he gave you so much hell. I don't see how he wouldn't lock in with you, because he gave you so much damn hell. How can he not lock in with you?
They might be 901 today, but September 22nd, they're going to be 911, boys. I'm going to fuck them up. Right, get that
fucking team. Hey, he ain't took that goddamn head.
One more down there. I'm going to walk up to him. One more. I'm going to say the best for land. Everybody swear he a bear. God damn it. He got big cubic inches and all that down. I'm going to show y'all what the little motherfucker I got to do.
Yeah.
I got it right. I'm tuning the best I can, and we're going to see what it is.
Hey, Mike, you need to get that nigga to come.
I wish you could have seen it, Jayvon. We letting them big tire car leave. They got 109.60.
Yeah, you need something.
And 108.60-foot.
Look at it.
Let them leave now. They're a whole color to the hand when we're going back and get them.
Okay. You letting the big tire car leave. What nigga you doing? I think but nigga just locked, it dropped. But I can tell y'all this, but nigga just told me a lie. But nigga said, he did a big tie car lead with a 108 60 foot.
Look at that.
He able to go back and get him.
Look at that.
He
that
again.
That's you never discuss your
I mean, I don't know what you're saying. I've been racing for a long time. He let the big
another big time cargo. You got.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm like, Jay, like I said, man, if you've been waiting for a long time, you know numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
I mean, you let the big guy call in, you got a 108 six a foot, and you going around them, and you got to be passing the motherfucker with 10 minutes. And you got to be one of the fastest in the world on the 108. You know, I'm just being honest with you, because, I mean, I ain't saying that you ain't bullshit. It's somebody
bullshit.
This guy got a 108 60 foot,
and it's slowing down tremendously
on the other end.
Hey, y'all. Who that with all that noise? I don't know who that talking was coming from over there on this end.
The one
there? I say, who that talking was coming from over there on this end?
No, ain't nobody on my end talking.
Okay.
Who's back on Jay Moore show? I don't know if that's
the
show. I'm finna close all the mics on this. Closing all the mics on this end. I'm gonna let them listen, but I'm gonna close up all the mics.
Man, up there, hey, lit them candles. Talk that song, talk that call. And I thought he beat him, but the light tricked off on the right side.
Little Carter, put him in the shot,
Little Carter. That's what you're talking about. He damn sure did. I saw it.
Oh, I got to see him.
I so sorry.
Jay Boy, you think I'm lying to you?
But, nigga, hold on. I want to make sure they're lying right. You let a big time car.
What you want, Lil Carter?
Big time car mean a time.
I didn't hear what
I just said.
What's
my name? We can't talk no way. We can't talk. All we can do is listen.
You let him go. You let him go.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you ran him down. He got 108 60 foot.
Yeah, we ran him down. What
next?
Get who the tuner was. Get who the tuner on that motherfucker.
Who the tuner on that?
Coop Performance. Guy himself.
Ah, man. Coop Performance.
And let me tell you the worst part about it. They made two or three hits through the day before I came straight off the trailer and decapitated his ass. Hadn't made now down the track. Not one. I went down, detuned a little bit. I didn't think the track was just like I wanted to be. I detuned a little bit. They don't make 2-3 hit. I come out there, let them leave, went and got them, and cut it off. I cut it off about the 500 mark, about the 500 foot mark, cut it off.
But next, that's sure, a hell of a damn mark.
And showed them who would have made.
You cut the damn car off.
Cut it off. Got the video to show you.
Yeah. Batman, cut it off. What'd you say about that, Batman?
Man, say, but nigga, I ain't gonna even lie to you. After that, like I told you before you fell out. Is your shit super fast, or they got some super bullshit? One of the two, man. I'm just looking at the numbers, man. Look at the numbers. Do the math. See, they been hollering, but nigga, they ain't doing it. But nigga, what they want to do. They don't know nothing about but nigga. I told them. When we came back from Rockingham, I ain't ran my cousin when we went to Rockingham, really. We rented the track last week down yonder, got down there, Monday or Tuesday? And we rented Montgomery. All the way down, me and the guy from Alabama went down there, we rented the track. My son been cut off, the whole switch time was arching fire up there in the top. So I called my man. He went to Rockingham this past week, and so therefore, I ain't had nobody to wild my car. Shit, now I got me a piece of paper, pants. Me and my son, we got in that trailer. I wrote down every color wire and what phone it was on, what number it was on. I draw me a little diagram. I wiped the motherfucker up myself. We went to finish it and did what we had to do the past week. That's what we done.
Yeah, like I say,
I got to ask you one more time. Hold on, I want him to say it again.
I'm gonna say it before you say anything else. Any motherfucker on 28 that y'all been bragging about and they been wanting them raising, fuck them. Any of them.
I want to make sure.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I was saving it for last.
Tell me that what you said about Wick one more time. I want to say. Tell me.
You said Wick grandmama did what?
Say that question one more time, please. Let me turn my phone up a little bit. Say what now?
I said, tell me what Wick grandmama did.
Say Wick.
I said, tell me about Wick one more time. I want to make sure that certain people hear this. Say it one more time.
I said so much about it. What point do you want me to tell you?
Didn't you say something about he a low-down scoundrel and he won't lock in with you?
I said last week, I told Mark and him, I said, 901, boy, I said, man, I'll lock y'all in, but if I break, it ain't no lockup. If y'all break, it ain't no lockup. Can't anything happen to these cars out here. Look what just happened to me. Mark said, fuck that. I said, I did it for y'all. Said, DJ Ray, he said, well, that's you if you got bamboos and Donkey Kong out there. So, hey, I feel like one kind deserves another, you know what I'm saying? Why you can't do that favor for me? I did it for you guys. So when Wick said something wrong with the cut, DJ Ray that in Montgomery, I let him go, you know? But they won't do that for me. But with that being said, just as soon as Uncle Gene get through with this motherfucker when I take it up there, if they on the ground, I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to see goddamn what he want to do. I'm going to have enough money to set a wet mule on fucking fire. See what they want to do.
And then
in November, I'd have had that motherfucker figured out. I want to try that badass real tree. That Mississippi Joe Ray.
Damn, what? I don't know what y'all been thinking, what y'all been giving, but nigga, but damn, he ain't what?
I feel like ain't no motherfucker out there that been clocking better than the Alabama ball. We've been working. All of them have. Every last one of them been working. We got them bitches about figured out now what we have.
All right, let me ask you this, Butt Naked. In the good racing world, what division, what categories can Alabama compete in?
I think we unbeatable right about now. We had a lot of fun with our car, you know. Everybody has over him.
Name somebody. All right, you already told me you were not the breaks all week. Who else you got?
Well, that's all I know gonna be there when they've been talking that shit to him on the 22nd. I'm trying to get it ready just for him. Just for him down there. But it one more down there. He a big bad bear too, but I'm gonna say him for lad. He better than Whitney. I'm gonna say him for lad down there. When I get by Wick, I'm gonna double up and come back and get him too. He told me I can't rent unless I got a milk. And he listening.
Damn.
He know who that is when he said a milk. A milk or better. I told him, all right. He said I got the back tie. But we're going to see about that. With them 29s on.
I'm going to take that
back tie. And I'm going to get in that milk. Hope I come out with a dime.
Batman, what you think about these coast guys? What you think?
Hey, if I say it, I can say they got some jokes. That's a goddamn sure.
That ain't no joke. That's real talk. That's real talk.
No, I'm not.
That
I'm
man
not,
ain't
I'm
real,
so
that man got
it.
Like that back, that, like that bad hand car. That is a Camaro, wheelie ball, 33, and 632.
So you saying that you just that bad, but
man, I told y'all I ain't have no tuner. I be doing what I can myself. If I had a real tuner, they wouldn't want to see me for real, but we're going to have one.
That's all. Yeah. I know. Now, Batman's a bad man, but I don't know if he won't go down and call that giving a damn that's catching a one-way piece of football. Batman, you got to leave him alone.
That was pretty tough, man. I ain't that damn tough, but I'm listening to the numbers, you know. Like I said, Bud Naked must got a fast motherfucker. He got the super bullshit.
And they ready your stuff.
A 108-60 foot, and then somebody let somebody catch him though. It's hard to believe.
My mic, yeah. I tell you what, we got the video. I don't know if the boy is going to post it tonight, but I got the DVD. I'm just going to get somebody to put it on YouTube so y'all can see it for yourself.
Yeah. I just got a witness in, Butt Naked.
What nigga?
I'm listening.
I got a text in. It says, hold on, let me get back to it. It says, that was then, now it's head up, bitch.
Then, it was yesterday. There was no then, it was just yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday. It was Sunday.
That,
and my co-host DJ, what I was doing down there. Here, T.
Let me ask you a question, what part of the state you from? I mean, what city you at right now?
What city?
Yeah.
We're in the country. We ain't got no city. We got a town. We ain't got no city.
Are you in Alabama or you in, you know,
this
is what I'm asking.
I'm in Alabama. That's why I asked Jay what happened to the phone a while ago, because we got an antenna on top of the mountain that we use to get service.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. You ever been down to the Montgomery, Alabama track?
I've been to Montgomery. That where Whitney, where they hurt their car. And,
okay.
we didn't charge them no lockup money because that's what the rule was. I would be there on the 22nd.
I haven't been down there myself. I was just wondering what you had the area over there.
Hey, no, Jay. I don't stay down that way.
Huh? Hey, Jay Vaughn.
Yeah.
My mic on.
What's up, Wick? Yeah, your mic on, Wick.
You got sorry ass Batman on the motherfucking phone. Batman ain't shit. Batman ain't no this shit. And Batman ain't gonna be shit.
Who the hell is Batman?
No, I don't think I'm gonna make that rate. I don't think we're gonna make that rate, Tier.
All right.
What you trying to run us with?
We got. I'm bringing 12 to 16 cars. You guys can take a pick.
Man,
they're all
cars. 12 to 16 goddamn cars. Which one you trying to run us with? I don't know nothing about no damn 12 to 16 cars.
He gonna get in the shootout, ain't you, Tier? The 28 shootout.
Yep.
We can do that shit in the shootout, homie. Not a problem. They don't come again.
You can go ahead and take
that check and send it on up here to me. God, that's my money.
No, you ain't gonna be in our shootout.
I am gonna be in the 28 shootout.
Yeah, the nitrous shootout, right?
Yeah, the nitrous shootout.
Yeah, we're doing the boosted shootout. I'm bringing 16.
Well, my partner Turbo 10 gonna be in the boost shootout.
We'll lock him in too.
Goddamn right. Alabama gonna get the boosted clad, and we're gonna get the goddamn nitrous clad. Bleed that.
I lock him in right now with Boost 12.
Well, he ain't on the phone. I can't do that for me. He ain't never gave me that authority. But, you know, I'm quite sure he'll rent him. He ain't no chump, so I'm quite sure he'll rent him.
All right.
And me and you have a little bit on the side. Me and you have a little bit on the side with Boost 12 and Turbo.
Somebody call me. I got to see who this is. 708. 6369, who's calling to you?
This Cadillac Joe, what's happening?
Cadillac Joe.
What's on, butt naked, what up?
What's up, Cadillac Joe?
Oh, man. Hey, butt naked.
Yes, sir.
You said you ran a car that's 33s and backcats and Willy Bob and stuff. Was that a good race?
It's in a shootout, but what it was last week, if you heard our show, we was into them guys about running them guys, and DJ told me to back away and be
what
quiet.
What kind of shootout was it? What kind of
Wait a minute. Wait, let me finish telling my story. I'm going to tell you what that Dirty South shootout, what they got. Out the back door, clock talk.
We don't give a fuck about you running them.
And what it was last week on my show, they had been talking that junk.
It wasn't no good, Ray. The fuck
is the hell if you win, what the hell you think it wasn't no good, Ray?
It wasn't no good, right? But the point was, you were fucking about you running a car and catching it and stuff. All that bullshit. It wasn't no motherfucking good.
Well, why, if you didn't care, why the fuck Donald Trump wouldn't lock me in last week then, homie?
Because we locked already in, man.
What the hell, locked in two times? Y'all been a bad ass.
No, we ain't locked in no two times.
You know what? We done about 50 y'all boys out over there in that 901 camp. We're going to show y'all something.
We just started, baby.
I tell you what, if my car running, we can lock in again on a nickel. Lock me in for goddamn on
22nd. I already told you I'm already locked in over there, man. I can't lock no more races in. I'm booked.
You ain't got but one red locked. That's Turbo 10. That's the only race you got.
I got three races locked, man. I'm booked up. There you talking about.
Who else you got besides Turbo 10?
Turbo Tim and CC, I'm booked up, man.
That ain't but two. You said three.
Turbo Tim, CC, and Cold Killer. Can you count? Goddamn.
Yeah, I can count, but you didn't say but two.
He's a slow thinker,
butt naked. Yeah, I guess he is a slow thinker, ain't he?
Yeah. Hey, Cadillac Joe, you better not get caught that slow motherfucker. You got nothing there on track.
I want no trouble yet. I want you to get unconfused first.
I just fucking with you, Cadillac Joe. You better not want no trouble. That motherfucker sit up like a four wheel drive, blow your motherfucking nose up.
Let me buy one of them punk outs up. Man,
make sure Gene go ahead. Get your motor fixed first, then try to get your punk out ready and shit.
Shit, we got a goddamn 5'3", motherfucker. I ain't got to wait on Gene for real.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Well, lock in, motherfucker. What you want to lock in, motherfucker?
A nickel, bitch. You heard me?
Oh,
that guy got King Kong.
Strike man, you see that guy?
29.
Oh.
On
so that call King Kong.
No,
I'm
a little fire. I'm a little fire. A 5-9-10-5.
You see that little car?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Y'all can hear him, can't you?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Okay, no problem. All right, I'm going to make sure y'all stay listening.
I'm going back.
What did I talk?
Well, I'm locked in with that car, but look, if you sure, we'll run your butt, Nick. We're going
to
run
you. Are you just having me tell that dude you heard this motherfucker say lock in, and I just try to lock him in? Nathan, man, he's going to run me. He didn't want to lock in.
Not, Jay. Nick, we can't be talking, man. I tried to lock him in, and we wouldn't lock you in, and man, that door is a bag of fucking rock, man. Nah, I just told you I got the damn car locked in already. I ain't going to lock it in twice.
But you just rephrased it just then and said, go ahead and lock it in. We're going to lock you in.
When next week, say I was scared to lock you in, because that's what you're going to do.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Man, I tell you.
Get your shit fixed. Well, that was going to be your cue. Wick would lock me in. I ain't going to get the car fixed.
Man, we got a 5-3 sitting over there in that other shop. Hey, let me
that
put that bitch in.
Stick it in.
We damn sure will if we have to.
Stick that motherfucker in.
We got some Coronas. We got some Coronas,
you think they thought selling the motherfucker when you bought one?
Say what?
You think they thought selling the motherfucker when you bought it?
Well, goddamn, I'm just telling you, if I can't get mine back, we got a 5-3 over there.
Stick the motherfucker in there and be there.
No. I said we
can't. Act like you can't get yours back. Act like you can't get yours back, motherfucker. Stick it in there. Show up.
I ain't gonna act like it. If I can, I can. If I can, I can.
Well, then quit all that motherfucking stunting. Comes you got 5-3s and this and that. Put that motherfucker in there.
I didn't say I. I said we.
We motherfucker. We got 5-3s. Stick the motherfucker in.
Well, like I said, lock me in. We'll see what's up.
You think they stopped selling them motherfuckers when y'all bought y'all?
No, they just stopped selling them. Get you one.
I don't want no goddamn 5-3 shit.
Well, what the hell, did they stop selling them for then?
I got a 4840, because I got a plenty of them motherfuckers.
What the hell, level? We're going to show you. I tell you what, Wick. You can keep your motherfucking money. I'm going to tell you like Mississippi Joe used to say. When I whooped your motherfucking ass, you got to leave the track immediately. How about that?
Nah, I'm going to be still trying to race. I might try to race somebody else.
Lord, I got a damn thought.
I want you to leave the track immediately.
I'm going to ring your motherfucking ass off. I'm going to show you.
Nose.
Y'all been running around here stunning this and that. That Holly Spring goddamn number on the radio.
What I do? Batman, what I do when I came to Texas? Didn't I try to run your slow-ass car?
Yeah, you tried to give us an accident. You tried to.
Well, you know,
I tried to blow your motherfucking back out.
Listen, you know one thing about it. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 anytime. If I got a problem, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to sit and give money away like that. You know that. You see it for yourself.
Didn't I whip the baddest motherfucking Texas? Didn't I whip the baddest motherfucking small town Texas?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't either. Because, see, Now, Tony Thorne been looking at you. You been running from him.
Man, Tony Thorne ain't showed up nowhere. I done been shaking motherfuckers.
Man, you been running from Tony Thorne now, man. Come on,
man. I was in Texas twice. Tony Thorne ain't showed up now in time.
Man, listen, man. I'm telling you, all right.
Tony Thorne wasn't in Houston when we was over there. We run Hillbilly, we run 2K. Tony Thorne wasn't over there.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you really want to race? I'll get to Tony Thorne if you want him.
Man, look, man. Tony Thorne folks can come to Holly Springs one weekend. He said he's going to come over there.
I don't need you.
Tony Thorne know how to get in touch with me.
I put some dog on you now.
You ain't got to put shit with me.
He don't want them trouble.
We don't want them trouble.
He
want to
be on that radio.
You know,
I put some dog on you now.
Hey, hold on. I don't even, look, you ain't got to put shit on me.
I ain't hard to find. I don't need you talking for me no motherfucking life for a better.
I ain't gotta talk for you.
Don't put no motherfucker on me. They know how to find me. I don't need you directing no
motherfucker.
Okay, let's get it right. Direct your ass to me.
That's what you do. Well, yeah, I'm gonna tell you this, like I told you. And I told you then. You know my car was running right and getting the buzz out of it. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna work for me. You just gonna turn the red light on?
Yeah, direct your ass to me then. You talking about directing the motherfucker. Your Mustang, right? Yo, you talking about running with your Mustang, right? I told you.
Hey, Jay, I just told him, man, I don't need him to do shit for me.
I'm asking you a question. You said you want to run me. You said if you got a problem with, if you got a problem with damn Batman. You ain't got no problem with Batman, do you?
No, he alright, but I don't need him. I don't need no old backyard motherfucker mediating shit for me.
Listen, I ain't trying to meet that shit for you. I'm just telling you, you said you came over and ran the fastest car in Texas. I'm telling you that you did
it. Right. When I get a chance, well, when I run into the fastest motherfucker over there, I'm going to run.
Well, you know you ran into Tony Thunder, but you act like you didn't want to run him.
hold on, y'all. I got to let y'all know that Doobie is on out of Louisiana. Doobie is on. He said he got a little background noise, so his mic is open. Let me see if he's ready. Doobie, you there? Doobie. He said as soon as he got around that background noise, Batman, Doobie said, Batman, you need to see that damn video. I've been to you. Doobie has said the goddamn Texas boy don't want to damn raise nobody. We doing out the Texas and do on everybody. We get a damn race.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, man, he already knew that we run 8 mile up here, man. Hell, we to tell you that. We don't run no quarter mile, man. You know, they come down here. That's like me coming somewhere and I know if I run a quarter mile. What the fuck am I going down there for if I know my claim set up for a quarter mile, man?
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you one more time. I asked you shit earlier, Batman. Answer why everybody's on listening to you, Batman. The baddest good races in the country. Come out of what state?
You said the baddest. Say it again, my phone broke. Say it again.
The baddest good races in the country come out of what state?
Come out of Texas. I'm telling you that they do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you that they do.
Well,
hey, get more fun, Mom. You tell you.
Hey, like Joe. Hey, like Joe.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, like Joe, I know you're a bad man, and I know you ain't going to stand down the week. It's kind of. You kind of shoot you a little rough. I mean, you didn't get a week, are you?
Hey, let me explain one thing to you. Jay, I ain't scared of no man. But right now, I'm in the bushes. When I get out the bushes, I'm at him. He got to figure out what he want to do. He has his plate full all the time. So if his plate get over full, he going to be in trouble. You understand what I'm saying? So what I got to do, just wait on him. When it's time, we're going to dance. We're going to party. And we're still going to go get something to eat, Jay.
That's how you're supposed to do it, man.
Ain't nobody scared of nobody. I ain't scared of no small tack. I got a big tack cop. He got a small tack cop. That's his problem. I'm not changing nothing. Because if I can't be at my best, I can't play the game. I ain't going to change my game to get with your game. You're trying to get at me. Holler.
Hey, now,
can you understand what I'm saying?
I got you. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to good racing, what state do you say got the baddest good racing? Based on the state, which state represents got the baddest good race according to Cadillac Joe?
According to Cadillac Joe, man, the North. We got some terrible cars up here.
Who in the South.
The South come behind us.
I got another question for you. Name me. I got two categories. I got back hair, and I got T-body. Tell me, name the top five in the country in each category. The top five cars, if you keep up with it like that. In G-body, according to Cadillac Joe, who are the top five G-bodies in the country?
The top G-body that I see in the country right now that I kept up with, that would be definitely
Colt Miller. Give me number one,
Deck Crown, and give Donnie, and then give Man on One Boy, they props, and give what's that cat, a Birdman or Bird? What's that guy's name? I can't think of his other. I think his name is Bird. Huh?
Is he a G-body or is he a backhand?
To the back half, the two G bodies would be the two wheelers, Donnie and Cole Killer.
Okay. Now who's the baddest back half in the country?
Well, the baddest back half
that I would say he got a GTO, I can't think his name, that I've seen. Him and Batman. Was that Birdman?
GTO?
Yes, a GTO.
Yeah, Birdman got a Camaro, I think. And I don't know what the hell high got. I don't know what kind of car that high the Jekyll got, Batman.
They got a a Camaro. They got two Camaro actually.
Okay, it might be them. I'm not sure, but you know those.
Yeah, you talking about Jeff and Hyde. Yeah, Jeff and Hyde, and you talking about Birdman. Birdman's out of Houston, Texas. He has a Firebird, Trans Am, something like that.
Yeah.
Firebird, I believe.
Now this is a topic that we're gonna talk about much, but let's say this right now. According to the top five top sportsmen. Kelly Joe, can you even name a top sportsman car first? And if you can, name the five baddest ones in the country.
Right now, I'm gonna back down off that because I'm not sure.
Batman, can you give me the top five top sportsmen in the country?
Well, man, I can give you maybe two out of Texas, you know what I'm saying? I can't really just say on others, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you probably two that's out of Texas that I know that have been around and been upstate and, you know, doing their thing, you know. One of them was Roy James, you know. He was doing his thing with his. And like I said, Trip Man is coming on just as well, too. So those two right there, you know, I'm going to always be down for Texas, you know that. So, you know, I can't vouch for everybody else because I ain't seen anybody else, you know what I'm saying? But
somebody told me that Tree Man, I hadn't seen Tree Man's car close. I don't know. So I'm just telling you what I heard. That's a damn Pro Mod. They said that is a Pro Mod. Is it a Pro Mod or not a Pro Mod?
Man, I don't think it is. But you know, I'm gonna tell you something. Technology's gonna change so much. And I'm gonna give you a good, for instance, Jay, is when we went up to. We went up to Hattiesburg for the first time, and I was going to run the dog, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and him had locked the race in, and I don't know if it was just behind time or what, but the 69 got it, you know, he tore up and down with a chassis car. And I told him, this ain't no chassis car. Man, I said, I don't know what y'all consider as a chassis car, you know, like I told him, I think I was just behind time. You know what I'm saying? On a lot of things. Because, I mean, now these times of era, everybody have different ways of building their cars. And, you know, the technology, like I said, has changed so much. So, you know, people holler that in a minute. Then, you know, they'll tell one person. Then they say, no, 1,000 people say the same thing. And really, when it comes to it, you know, a car ain't really what they say it is. So, you know, I mean, just have different variables on it, you know? But I've heard you say that before.
I think, Batman, I think you take pride in punking that. I think you take pride in the fact that you punked that Willie Dawg at Hattiesburg.
You know, Willie Dawg talked to all that mess, you know, and we locked in the race and everything, you know, and this was maybe a month and a half before we went to Hattiesburg. And when we got down there, he seen the car, and he was like, you know, and matter of fact, Pro Stock Joe, when I came in the gate, Pro Stock Joe stood up there and looked at me. He said, man, we just going to pay out the park out fee. I said, why? He said, man, we're looking at this car here. We're looking at a dog car. My dog didn't have a chance in the world to beat this car. I said, well, man, I said, this is what a lot of people don't understand is that it's hard to lock in something that you don't see. You know what I'm saying? Because regardless of the fact, you know, I tell people all the time is you better make sure you know what you're locking in when you lock it in, you know. But the car is one of those
different wheels. What car was it that dog you fucked dog right in?
This is the 69, the 69 Camaro we have.
Now, what was dog driving?
He had that four-door car, that four-door, that the one that's cut all the way out. He's sitting in the back seat of it.
Hey Jay, this is Ed Man. Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Brett Man. How you doing, Brett Man?
I'm hanging in there. I appreciate you for getting me in. I got a couple people I gotta ask a question to. you don't mind. But this fella right here, Batman, Batman, how you doing this evening?
I'm all right, man. What's happening, man?
Hey, nothing much. Batman, when you say you punked Dog out with that photo cutlass, were you evidently, did you have a bigger tie size than he did?
No, I mean, listen, I described this car to the T on the phone. And he told me right off the bat, he didn't care what I had. And I told him, I said, man, it's a 10-5 car. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I don't care what you got. He wanted to do it. And he locked it in. Him and Pro Stock Joe, they locked it in and everything. We got to the gate in Hattiesburg. And I remember, quite frankly, yeah, Pro Stock Joe was sitting right there in the gate. And he looked at me and he looked at the car.
Hey,
and
man.
Said, man, we're going to go ahead and pay out the party out
right hey, man.
I said, why? He said, man, I, you know, I don't know what Dog was thinking about. But he said, man, I heard about this car, man. He said, man, he can't beat this car, man. I said, he was just talking. I said, then why he do all that talking about all the money? And he already knew what it was, you know. I mean, I don't know, man, but that's what that was. That's how they come about, you know. But like I said, you know, they looked all up on the car, and like I told everybody else, you know, the car is not no chassis car, and it ain't no chassis car. I put money on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just want y'all to know that Batman is a bad man.
Well, Batman, let me ask you this question.
Tell me on myself.
If you knew that, say, for instance, I'm going to put it to you like this right here. Hypothetically speaking, you had a 484 motor, and I, which is bread man, had a 5-inch bore space. Would you lock it in with me knowing that I had a 5-inch and you got a 484? Would you lock the race?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Both of us had the same car, basically.
I'm going to tell you one thing about me, I can't speak for others, but I'm going to speak for myself. Before I lock anything in, I'm going to tell you what I do, man. I look at the playbook, or what I call the playbook. I look at my own playbook to see where I'm at, see how fast I'm running. And then I'm going to check you out, because I'm going to look at your car, and I'm going to find out some resources about your car. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else, but I play the game very seriously.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to break conversation, but it's weird, though. But that motherfucker ain't gonna raise nobody's bed, man.
Hold on, let me get it in. Hey, let him finish up before everybody get here. I want to hit it, man, Amber, because
Hey, dog, you got me? Dog. That bitch I got on the show, y'all. I'm gonna pull y'all back on though.
I'm gonna try you. That's just me, period. You know, if I feel like I can't beat
them,
I'm
gonna
try you.
So you saying, Batman? Let me sum this up before everybody dive in on this here. Let me sum this up. You saying if you never seen my car run, and I just came on the scene, I'm new on the scene, and I'm telling you what I got, and you know, me and you sit alike. Basically, you ain't finna try me because you ain't never seen me in action.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is this, is I don't know about everybody.
Hold on a minute, Brandman. He already lied on me. Let me get this shit straight first. This dog. Can y'all hear me?
What did
I tell y'all about that motherfucker?
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, Jay Barton, am I on, Jay? Am I on?
No, okay.
Let's straighten this up now about he fucking with the dog out. I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't now, bitch, since I've been breathing that fucked me out. Me and Batman, just like he said, we locked up on the phone. When they got to the damn track, I didn't give a damn. All the people came over and said, hey, man, that's a tube chassis car. I said, if it's tube chassis, man, that ain't what we locked up on. We locked up on the back end. They told me in Atomic Dog, and they said that's what they call back ends in Texas. So we had a misunderstanding on what kind of car it was. But don't forget one thing, if Batman tell the truth, I still said I didn't give a fuck. I still wanted to run the motherfucker. All my people didn't want to run it, so we didn't run it. But he forgot to tell you, we tricked his dumb ass right on down to Alabama and fucked him up.
But let me ask you a question. Won't you get this right now? Tell them what I had to do for y'all, though.
You ain't had to do nothing for me with the money.
No, tell them I had to give you a back tie to move with another. No. Tell them I had to give you a back tie to move with another car, y'all.
Well, then you was a dumbass when I said we tricked you, but like I'm trying to say, with me and your race, I ain't mad with you about that. Because what you said, what you told me on the phone is, I said, okay.
Okay,
when we got out there, hold on a minute, Batman. What I'm just trying to say, though, Batman, what I'm just trying to say, when you were saying it, you were saying you punked me out. You didn't punk me out. What we got out there for, we had Pro Star Joe, like you said, saying that was a tube jazz card, everybody. We got an independent man that said, is this a tube jazz card or not? They looked at it and said, yeah, it's a tube jazz card. Tracy came over and said, yeah. Well, okay, let me finish, Batman. Then they said in Texas, this is what we call back end. I told them I didn't give a damn because, see, I was racing you, not the car. I thought you was a piece of shit. I didn't give a damn about you. I didn't give a fuck if you was on a pro mod. I was racing you. I didn't respect your driving, so I was going to run you.
Okay, then why you didn't then?
I didn't run it because, goddamn, you never did pull the bitch off the trailer. We pull off the trailer,
no,
and you never did pull the bitch off the trailer.
Dog. Yeah, it could be an APA system, though. That's what
I'm
saying.
Well, I got it. Hey,
I gotta agree to you. Yeah. Hey Wick, when I come back down to the goddamn Holly Springs too, I need a good call this mic now. That motherfucker called his mic. Yeah. I can't go nowhere with the goddamn step now.
They got a good one now. They got a good one, D.
All
right. Hey,
yeah.
No. Do you got
I need you down on the 26, dog. 26,
uh-huh.
October. 26.
Dog, do you got anything running, dog?
Batman, you
yeah,
got
something
running on the 6.
Huh?
Now, hold on a minute.
Yeah,
hold on a minute.
Yeah,
wait. Let me get him.
I got something for you to drive and everything. He meets you in Holly Springs. On the 26th, I don't give a fuck what he show up with. You go drive one of my cars and beat his motherfucking ass.
Hold on, wait. I want him to throw that. Hey, Batman, are you coming to Big Rag Race? You coming to Big Rag Race?
What date is it?
The 22nd of September, bitch.
say, dog.
I want that.
Listen, I want that. You. Listen, you the only one
that's
that because I don't really
dunk you
when you say that. You hear that?
I want that big sucker before the goddamn October. I want that big sucker as quick as I can get it. somebody might fuck around there and stick a dick in his mouth and choke him. I don't want nobody to choke him till I got that shit on.
Hey, Batman, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What 3 grudge races you had this year?
Man, listen, we done had 3 grudge races in Dallas, man. In Dallas, I have. Listen, say, this is what I'm going to do for
listen.
You. Listen,
say,
you say you're so tough. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you just let me move with either one of your cars? I'm
going to
try.
Ain't nobody going to let you move. Grow the fuck up. Don't.
Ain't your car back ass with Big Time?
No, it's not. Not no more.
That Mustang with Big Time on it, I think.
No. You must just look at them right. They got 29.10.5s on it.
Your Mustang had 29s on it?
Yeah. It just sits low to the ground. That's all.
Oh. But look, you didn't answer my question.
I just told you, man, I had 3 races in Dallas, Texas. Man, I was just out of track this weekend with the car. That's Jay. He saw it.
I know. I'm saying, who did you run, though?
Listen, man, I got 3 wins up under my belt. That's all you need to know. I don't need you to match enough
wins. Ask you who did you run. You can't name who you run, you dumb bastard.
No, because I don't need to match me up when I come down there. I don't know. I don't want you to know what I'm doing.
Okay.
You don't know
what
you stupid shit.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Say, dog, you still got that photo car running?
I believe y'all scared of them, Batman. Batman told you he ain't gonna let you know who he ran because he don't want y'all trying to size him up.
Man, they don't gotta give a fuck who Batman running. Okay, we lock Batman in. We lock Batman with any damn thing he got. You don't make no difference long. He said his dumb ass in
there. There you go. There you go. That bullshit.
There you go.
Yeah.
All I know
Batman.
Is, hey,
Batman.
Huh?
No, this way. When is Batman coming this way?
Yeah. Batman.
Yeah.
Who paid you to punk out, Batman?
But if that's the case, then I could say the same thing for Texas then.
Nope. If we come to Texas, if we had came to Texas, then you could have said the same thing. You wasn't in Texas,
bitch. But listen, I still got that same 69.
If you still got that same motherfucker, anytime you come this way, anytime, bitch, I'm running your bitch ass.
I don't believe it, dog.
I asked you when are you coming this way? So I already know I can't afford to come that way. I already know this. My money don't let me come that far. But tell me when is you coming anywhere close to Mississippi? Closer. When are you coming anywhere that I will come to your motherfucker?
I'm gonna let you know real soon. I'm gonna let you know real soon.
Jay, who dick is in his mouth? Who dick is in Batman's mouth tonight?
So he told me after the third time, every time I met Batman, he's a good dude, but he had to tell me about you paying the punk out.
He didn't never pay it.
You, man.
Excuse me?
Who am I talking to?
It's Cadillac.
Cadillac. Okay, I couldn't tell about who's
them. Man, come on, Cadillac. Me and you talk to Cadillac. Me and you talk to Indiana. You take your ass out there with some 28s, some 29s, and let them bitches put them 17 34s on your ass, and then you'll know about them goddamn ties. Now, Jay, if you want to start some shit, Jay, let me start some shit that everybody gonna say I'm hating, but I ain't hating. I just like to run a motherfucker. Now, you know I used to drive the Trey One car. Now, right. I seen on the internet that Trey One car ready. On the 22nd, goddamn it, 22nd down in motherfucking Montgomery, I want his ass.
Uh-oh. No, you gonna call the man out?
I got him. I can't hit it, man. I got fired. The motherfucker fired me. God damn it. He fired me. I want his ass.
Dog, you fucked up.
Huh?
Dog, do your thing.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you like this, dog. I'm a 33, man. Come get me. Show me a little track and catch me.
If you got outside 33s, Cadillac, if you come down on the 22nd, bitch, on your 33s, I'm going to run you with a set of 28s, and you got the back fucking top.
Hey, you know what? I like that. I like that, Joe. Hey,
Because Cadillac Joe is just like the fucking Batman. Man, neither one of them bitches going to bust a brick.
You said what?
Look here, I love you like a play cousin, I love goddamn Batman like a play brother, but I'm trying to tell y'all, when it comes to racing, I got no friends in racing. When I'm lying,
I'm with you, Willie, dog. I ain't mad at that long. We can go get something to eat later, man. Whoever cut the jump you on.
Say, if you bring, any car you bring down there, I don't care what it is, any car you sit in, I don't care what kind of car it is, you got the back top.
Now, that's
going to
be your car, right? It's
going to
be your truck.
I ain't got no fucking truck, bitch.
You ain't going to be no B, now. Hey, Willie, dog, watch yourself, man. You talking to a grown man. I ain't call you that. Respect me like I respect you. I thought you had a truck.
Is you older than me? If you older than me, I apologize. How old are you?
I'm older than you, Willie, dog. You're a young boy up under me, Willie, dog.
How old are you? If you older than me, I won't call you no bitch, bitch.
You know what, Willie? I'm going to slap you upside that bed head.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. If you left handed and you slap me with your left hand, you got to beat your meat with your right hand.
Willie, dog. I'm gonna take that back time for you, Willie, dog. I will be there, Willie, dog.
Now, hold on. If Tyke Man's on the phone, I want him to spread this bullshit. You ain't taking a motherfucking thing from me. I'm giving it to you, bitch.
Let's look in the mirror at yourself. You're going to be my feet when I get through with you. You're going to be one of my magic crew.
Hey, dog. I got one request, dog. I'll come down there.
What's up,
baby? I'll come down there if you show me them old badass feet again on video so I can laugh like a motherfucker.
Well, if you, I tell you what, hold on. Let me answer this in now. Jay, always let me answer because I'm ready tonight. I'm half drunk. Go in the bedroom. Hey, go in the bedroom and wake the old lady up and tell her to show you the picture. She got a picture of the motherfucker.
Hey, dog. Jay,
get on your job. Call Trey One, man.
I don't do that. I got a new phone, dog. I ain't got the number, but let me see. Hold on, give me a second, dog.
I'm
trying to see Larry.
I'll
Larry on.
And I heard Buck Naked out there talking about he running every bitch not in there with an Alabama zip code. I might fuck him up.
I'm on here, dog.
Who is this? Don't let my fucker right. I used to like Buck Naked. The only motherfucker I respect in Alabama now is Turbo Tim.
And then I hate to say it, we gonna fuck him up.
Right, man. Looking for it.
Hey, no. Hey, what about Louisiana? I got King Doobie.
I don't count Doobie. Doobie, any bitch that's 4'11", I don't count. I can't see the bitch.
What's that? I didn't fold the pellet neither.
Y'all know who the test dummy for that gangster boot is coming out, don't you? Y'all know, you know who the test dummy is, don't you?
Huh?
You talking to him, goddammit. You talking to him.
You the test dummy?
They pain the fuck out me, but I've been testing that bitch. And a motherfucker in trouble. I hate to do this to Tyke Man. Tyke Man, when they draw on you, Tyke Man, mute your phone, man.
No, don't tell me that, man.
I didn't tell nobody, but guess what? They paid me in advance, and I went out there and tested the car 2 times, right? And they didn't like something I told them, and they gonna try to tell me what to do, so I quit. But I already got paid though.
Oh, but this time you didn't get fired.
I quit. Hey, I quit before they fired me.
I'm trying to find out. No, hold on. Is Larry, where you at, man?
I'm right here, Jay. I've been on.
Larry, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Jay. How's everybody? Dog, all of y'all. How everybody doing? Everybody doing all right?
Hey, Uncle Larry. How you doing, man? How you doing? How you doing, Fellowship Incorporated?
I'm doing fine, Jay. I'm doing fine, dog.
Larry,
it's been wonderful.
Larry, I'm still waiting to go fishing, Uncle Larry.
Man, me too.
Let's go. But listen, hey, I heard y'all had the biggest show on this side of the Mississippi this weekend. Tell me about it. Who took on the money? Who glorious race? Give it, Larry. Tell everybody about that big ass show y'all just had.
Well, it was a real nice show, man. We had quite a few people in the Midwest to come and fellowship with us, man. But we just was loaded, Jay. They had a all day shootout. We had a few grudges in between, but a lot of the stuff that I missed, Jay, because I was active during that period of time. And it would be kind of hard for me to just give you in specifics of who did this or who did that, because I stayed on the move pretty much.
Did y'all have a small-time shootout?
We had a thing, and it didn't matter what size tie you had, let's get it in, you know?
Oh, don't even matter what
size
time. How about that shit
with
y'all?
Man, let him talk. Don't get me to talk because you know I can't talk.
Let me ask you another question then. Did you hear, Larry, that damn badass butt naked tell everybody that he got damn, he chased down a car with a 108 60-foot?
A 108 60-foot. Yes, I did.
Jay, come on now. Anybody that got any reason since, know they must. The damn ticket must have been wrong.
Hey, man. The man said, I don't know how the man know the man's 60 foot, but the man said, Dustin. Didn't you see it, Dustin? Dustin said he seen this shit, man.
Whoever seen this goddamn thing is telling a goddamn lie, too.
Y'all, why you
doing
like that, man?
I'm just telling the goddamn crew, because whoever told that goddamn lie, telling a motherfucking lie. The only way you chase down a bitch with a 108 60 footer, chase him down, his car must have broke head track.
Big tire car with a 108 60.
Hold on, did the car go all the way through? Did the car go all the way through?
Yeah.
That was a goddamn lie. Nigga ain't chased no bitch down with a bitch with a 120 60 foot.
That damn butt naked running 420s now, man.
No, butt naked must be talking about that goddamn game he playing with them deals on the internet or some shit.
Hey,
Jay,
fuck that, I'm mad, Jay. I'm back. Call that motherfucker my man, Trey One, a little Sherman Abner. Little Sherman or J1. I mean, a Trey One. He's one of them. I want to lock their ass in for goddamn it to 22nd down in Alabama.
Hello. You know my show? I can't call nobody from the show, dog.
Oh, no. Dyke Man told me there was a little fucked up ass girl, ain't sure. God damn.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell y'all. Hey, look here. I ain't pulled a city down, but I'm mad now. Me and Mississippi Joe done been fighting again, so I'm mad, so I'm finna tell everything. They talking about some goddamn great whale in a goddamn ocean. I heard, goddamn it, they got a goddamn water evacuation system on that other goddamn boot that's coming out. They said they're going to suck all that fucking water out of the goddamn ocean.
Are you trying to say that the gangster boot won? I guess you said the gangster boot, not because the gangster boot too gone. So the gangster boot is coming at the great white.
The gangster boot said, fuck a great white. That's what that's. Now, I ain't supposed to say it, but since they fired me, I quit. Yeah, he's a motherfucker, goddamn it, a great white.
Boy, is that lock-in talk or just talk?
All I can do is what I heard them talking about it. That's what they were saying. They said they didn't give a damn. They said, fact of matter, this is your guy stupid. I don't know if he was drinking or what, one of them steroids or something. He said something about if he pisses him off, the first run, he'll get in the back door. That's what I heard.
So all I want to know is it talk, like I said, is it real or is it memory?
Well, all I know is I think they said it's a stock suspension car, but when I was sitting in the motherfucker, I ran over a goddamn rock, and it hit me in the ass. It was that low to the ground, Jay. I don't know how the hell they get a jack up under that motherfucker.
Go ahead. This is Larry, Jay.
I wanted to tell you, Jay, it's a tsunami coming, too, Jay. It won't be long at all.
Uh-oh.
Man,
boy,
there's some shit going on right here. What you got? What you
it
got?
won't be long at all. Look, bro already told me the tsunami's coming.
Hold up, Jay. I need to ask Uncle Larry something.
Uh-huh.
Larry, now I heard you talking on another show that goddamn Dunye was a bad motherfucker. Somebody said they gave a damn pimp slap Dunye.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. You know, somebody got to win, and somebody got to lose, dog. And the game is played this way. Ain't nothing for Dunye to do but go back home and tighten up what he had loose. That's all. You got some
guys
loose, got to tighten them up. But I'll tell you this much. It ain't over.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I just want to make sure y'all sticking with the home team, man.
Well, ain't no doubt about it, dog.
I got you, brother. I got you. That's what I'm talking about.
Ain't no doubt about it. Right now, Cold Killer and the G-Body, Cold Killer is the baddest man around right now. But the only thing I can say,
I just got a damn text. It ain't no just on the G-Body. He said, any bitch on 29. And he said, just because he said some motherfuckers on big ties he don't respect. He said Tracy out in Texas. He said he'll try Tracy out in Texas with the back tie.
Tracy? The great white is calling out Tracy?
He said, man, Tracy ain't bust a great with a fucking sledgehammer.
It's going to be while it's emotional. It ain't going to be no testing out and all that stuff.
it's going to be something happening. It's going to be a get down.
All right, hold on a minute. Hey, man. Uncle Larry, not to disrespect you, but they said you were has-been. They already slapped you. I need to talk to Tyke Man. I need to know it's Tyke Man on the phone.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Okay, it's Tyke Man on the phone because I just got a text. They said, God damn it. Yeah, y'all ain't seen the gap. They say everybody be getting these films and all this shit, and 50% say motherfucker gapping, and 50% say don't. They said the goddamn parachute do not hit the damn great white in the face, they win the race. I mean, that's what they just told me.
Yeah.
Jay. Huh? Got boots on yet? I can't get Terry. I don't text him and everything. He ain't out there. They listening, but they ain't came on Turbo Tim. I guess they turned the damn ball.
Hold up. That's Turbo Tim, man.
Yeah.
That's the only motherfucking Alabama that's woofing shit now. Turbo Tim, the only bitch that come out there and rouse with Bug Naked, DJ Grant, and all the rest of them homosexual motherfuckers, they can't bust a brick with a sledgehammer.
Hey, dog, how can you say that, dog, and Buck Naked just ran somebody down with a 108.60?
Man, Buck Naked, if Buck Naked ran a bitch down with a 108, I'm going to go out there and suck a giraffe dick.
That's a tall order, dog. That's a tall order, dog.
Hey, dog, come on over here swinging for you.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you the truth now. Jay Barnes never show fool, and he got about 50 motherfuckers off my show that's on his thing here. I bet one bitch can't push the one button and say he bleed that bullshit.
He did it.
That's a goddamn. Ain't one motherfucker that know anything about raising no goddamn way a book naked to have.
Hey, dog, before you came on radio and somebody brought to you, man, like I brought to my attention when I came on the show. Now, I ain't exaggerate. I ain't never talked to Butt Naked. I ain't never seen Butt Naked.
But, man, motherfuck Butt Naked. Dog, who the fuck sent you that message, man? Damn, Butt Naked, he ain't racist.
All right, look here. If Tyke Man asks me a question, I'm on the lawyer. I'm on the stand. I can't pleasure myself. If he asks me a question, I'm going to tell him who sent me that message.
Who the fuck sent that message, man?
I ain't going to call no name. But the initials is, this kid is tough, but it's got to be fucked.
Oh, man, tell a bitch to get oil pressure.
He got oil pressure now.
Man, hey, get what? Okay. He ain't waiting on us. Lock his ass in for this Saturday. I'm telling a bitch about talking
I was testing the goddamn thaw, and I broke one of the struts. They got to order the strut. One of the struts.
Yeah, they always breaking. So you broke the axle last time, motherfucker. Don't be telling me nothing what no thaw.
That was a setup for something else, man. I'm seeing it broke the strut on the man. That motherfucker stood up on one side. It was right there one time.
Yeah,
it was right there one time.
I'm gonna give you a page from your book, Godfather. Tell a motherfucker to shut the fuck up till they ready to race. Parachute that. One time from Breadman. One time in his mouth.
If Breadman said one thing, I'm gonna take that bread and piss all over it and then stick it back in his mouth.
You got a message from a motherfucker talking about it, the parachute don't hit that great motherfucker in the face. Yeah, that bitch is telling the bed, motherfucking on that.
Motherfucker, listen.
I'm listening. Damn right, I'm listening. Bitch, may come out their mind, bro.
hey, Jay, if you let that weak ass butt nigga get on this motherfucking show talking about a back top bitch, stop being a hoe and stand up like a man. Bitch, hit the fuck up. 105.
Lock it in. Lock it in.
Uh-huh, Jay. Hey, before we get too slow, Jay, how long your show going to go on, Jay? Because you know this old regular-ass show will come out in the middle.
We got 10 damn minutes, dog.
I didn't need number 10 minutes. I sat back and listened to all this motherfucking shit, and dog pulled me from up under that rock that I was up under. And, Jay, you just got down Terry on this motherfucking phone, and he's going to call it out Turbo Tim name, and then all of a sudden you can't get one of your motherfucking strongest allies in Grizzly to pick up the phone. What kind of organization you got, man? You can't get a bitch to answer your motherfucking phone. Terry, come on up under that rock, motherfucker. Turbo Tim, lock that bitch in, bro. I'm telling you, lock that weak bitch in.
I'm waiting on him.
All right. That's what I'm saying.
Who is this?
Ah, that's somebody bullshitting, man. That's somebody bullshitting, man. You ain't got time to bullshit. You got that bullshit. That's some out of bullshit. Don't get my pussy for motherfucking nothing, man. Don't do that no more.
You can't get that man back on the phone. That man said he had 13 calls, and you can't get him back on the phone.
Hey, man. Hey, Turbo Tim. Turbo Tim, I hit the lottery tonight, and the number ain't coming like that.
I got one because they call me Rambo. I go through all 13 of them.
Hey, Turbo Tim, I want to tell you I appreciate that once again, man. You paid for my trip to go to Jackson, and Realtree paid for my trip to go to Jackson. You know, I came on with a little check.
Oh, okay. But what's on it? Lock him in, too, for the 22nd.
Hey, man, you don't use... Yeah, you don't use weak bulldozers. You done buried that man.
Huh?
You done buried that man. I know Wick sent you one of them goddamn bulldozers. You done buried Geronimo. You made that bitch jump off a cliff.
You ain't pushing.
Yeah.
Hey, Turbo Tim, I'm going to be honest with you now. We goddamn sure thought it was finna go up in your hands, so I got fucked up with him, too. I bet it with that bitch.
Hey, dog, who I bet it with, dog?
You bet it with Turbo Tim because you said Tony finna get fucked. You said Tony finna fuck up.
Okay. Smart, boy.
Tight man, smart.
Exactly. What y'all doing about it? Being up chilling out?
Damn, Jay, what's all that goddamn noise on your show?
Hey, somebody,
on another note, man, somebody need to go to D.C. and take them a damn football team. Washington, Philadelphia beating the dog shit out of them.
I was hanging up there.
Hey, dog. All jokes aside,
they gonna blame that on Barack, too. Y'all bullshitting the day for my anniversary. I done made goddamn 7 years, man. 7 whole years.
How many?
7 years. Jay.
Hey,
you've
been married 7 years,
Pat. Yeah, I've been married 7 years. Jay Vaughn.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I say I've been married to the same woman 7 years. Now I've been married 7 times like somebody else I know on the phone. I know two motherfuckers been married 5 times.
Five times, motherfucker.
Yeah, one five and the other one six.
Muted.
I bet you they know who that is.
Muted.
Well, I don't know who the hell you talking about, that man. I have no fucking idea.
Willie Dog, one of them, and you got down right there behind.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to get back to your question. I'm weird, but I got to messing with Dog, and I didn't. The Lord bless us, man. We had a super show, Jay. It was a whole lot of people fellowshipping yesterday, and the place was just it seemed like it was on another stop. Jay, it was really really a nice event. We had plenty of food there for them, and it was just really nice. I was looking for Tight Man, but I didn't see Tight Man yesterday, so I don't know.
Hey, Larry, tell him you was gone.
It was really nice.
Larry, tell him you were three. I'm trying to find that. That's Tight Man's phone, I guess, making all that noise
back, man. I know how to stop it. Hold on, watch this.
Something happened to it on the line, so they took it off the line, and we never did hear any more about it after that.
Okay, man.
Yeah, grind fine.
Hey, Tight Man, there ain't nobody on my show with that mic over. Ain't nobody mic over with you, Tight Man.
I'm never.
It's loud. It's real loud, Tight Man. It's real loud.
Ground and pound, putting in some work, man. They engaging, man. You know, win, lose, or draw, they engaging, man. You know, and that's what's going to make all this happen, man. You got to engage, man.
Ground and pound always, hey, them guys always try to race, man. Them guys always
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to get that credit where that credit is due.
Oh, man, I got it. You do everything when I ask you. I got it. I'm ready to see.
Man, somebody doggone it got a TV or some shit on watching goddamn soap operas or some bullshit. Well, y'all better hurry up because I don't think y'all got about three more minutes. You know, Jay Bones don't pay for no goddamn show.
Hey, y'all make sure we got some shows coming up. We got a big drag race on September the 22nd. I think we got Running Ground Race on September 21st, going over in October. You know, Wick got his monthly race. I don't know when it is, but he got one. We got the Cold Killer Race, October 19th and 20th, and some of October. All I can think about now is...
Hey, Jay, you know on October the 19th, goddamn it, look, Tony and B, is somebody going to get their asshole blow clean out the cleaners.
Is that race locked in?
It's locked in for October the 19th.
God damn. Well, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of damn pressure right now.
On who?
Somebody. On both of them.
You're exactly right, dog. I mean, Jay, on both of them.
Yeah.
He is exactly right.
One of them.
Hey, dog, Dog, you keep on bushing, Turbo Tim's going to lock your ass in for the 19th also.
I ain't fucking with Turbo Tim. You kiss my ass.
Oh, lay on your stomach then, motherfucker. Oh.
No. Tight man.
Tight man, I ain't got a lid on my stomach because I ain't got no beef with Turbo Tim.
You ain't got it.
I ain't got nothing to beef with. Hey, don't put me. I ain't fucking with Turbo Tim.
That motherfucker cop deuces real quick. Oh.